Here's an audio test for microphone number one as the Woodpeckers and Red Sox are set to do battle. Here's microphone number two for the Red Sox and the Woodpeckers opening game. We welcome you inside Salem Memorial Ballpark as we say happy August as the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Salem Red Sox are set to get their six-game series underway here on MILB.TV. It's the 41-53 Woodpeckers against the 49-46 Salem Red Sox. As we check out Wykelmin Gonzalez warming up on the mound. We'll get to his stats in just a second, but we'll give you the starting lineup today for the Woodpeckers. Right fielder number 14, Cody Orr, set to lead things off, followed by the catcher number 18, Jose Alvarez. The center fielder number 1, Logan Kearney, bats third, while the cleanup hitter is the first baseman number 10 in Justin Williams. The third baseman number 8, Tyler Whitaker, bats fifth, followed by the designated hitter number 20, and Colin Price. Left fielder number 17, Victor Mascai will bat 7th, while the shortstop number 12, Leo's Danny Molina, is going to be followed up by the second baseman and number 22, Yoriz Ramirez. So the Salem Red Sox and Wykelmin Gonzalez are going to get warmed up and get ready to get things underway. Let's check out what Wykelmin Gonzalez has done this season for the Salem Red Sox, a 3-3 win-loss record with an ERA of a 5.23, 18 prior starts for the Salem right-handed pitcher, 65 1/3 innings of work, followed by 54 hits, 38 earned runs allowed. He has walked 44 batters and has struck out 82 on the season. Opponents hit 225 against Wykelmin Gonzalez. A deep breath on the mound here from Gonzalez. The kick and the delivery, and the pitch is called strike number 1 at 7:07 p.m. We are underway here at Salem, Virginia. Cody Orr at the plate first for the Woodpeckers as he launches the 0-1 pitch over towards the right field side. Moving back is going to be Gonzalez as he makes the grab for out number 1. Taking a look at the Salem Red Sox defense tonight. Keir Meredith out in left field. Edison Paulino out at center field. Brian Gonzalez out in right field today. Tyler Miller is at third base. Marcelo Meyer at shortstop. Brayer Bonassi at second base, Blaze Jordan at first, and we have Jose Garcia behind the plate. Gonzalez fires the first pitch of the at-bat to Alvarez, and it goes into the zone for just outside for ball number 1. 88 miles Fahrenheit today as we see the 1-0 get blasted into the netting behind the plate for strike number 1. So 90 degrees Fahrenheit is our temperature at first pitch today. As Gonzalez kicks and deals the 1-1, and this is fouled straight back for strike number 2. Jose Alvarez is at the plate, the catcher for the Woodpeckers, batting at a 375 so far in the season with an OPS of a 986. Here's Gonzalez on the 1-2 delivery, and this is fouled right back to the screen once again, and will stay at 1-2. For those just tuning on in, we are just underway here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, 0-0 game between the Woodpeckers and the Red Sox. 1-2 count, fired away, and this one's high and inside for ball 2. 96 miles per hour was the velocity on that delivery by Gonzalez. A little breeze going out towards left center field here at the ballpark. And a 2-2 count as Gonzalez kicks and deals, and this is fouled back into the netting once again. 325 to the left field wall, 325 to the right field wall, 401 the straightaway center. These are the dimensions at Salem Memorial Ballpark. A 2-2 count with one away. Base is clear. Pitches will be slapped up towards the middle of the field. Meyer scoops it up, throws it over to Jordan at first, and it's in time for the second out of the inning. So we take a look back at what the Salem Red Sox did last week. They had a 5-game series against the Fredericksburg Nationals. They started off the week strong, winning the first 2 games of the series, but dropped the games on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. They could not play game number 6 of the series, though, as it was postponed due to weather in the area. First pitch on the way from Gonzalez. It's upstairs for ball number 1. Logan Kearney is the next batter up for the Woodpeckers, a .248 batting average this season, with 14 home runs and 52 RBIs, as the 1-0 pitch misses on the outside for ball number 2. Clear night here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Don't have to worry about rain today in the area or for the first half of the series. The 2-0 pitch, and this is a slider that misses on the outside for ball 3. So Cerny trying to be the first base runner of the day for the Woodpeckers after the first 2 were retired with an Orr line out and an Alvarez ground out. 3-0 count. Gonzalez kicks in, deals, and this one's right down Broadway for the call. Strike one. Trey Jester is our home plate umpire tonight, while Perry Schwartz is our base path umpire. Have not seen Schwartz yet this season, so we welcome you to Salem, Virginia. Here's the 3-1 pitch from Gonzalez, a card strike number two. Right back with the fastball in 95, and the count is full for the Fayetteville center fielder. 0-0 count is our score. And here's the 3-2 by Gonzalez, a swing and a miss for strike number three. And Weichelman gets his first punch out of the night. A 1-2-3 inning from Gonzalez. And we'll check out the Salem Red Sox offense when we come back after this break. 0-0 between the Woodpeckers and the Red Sox. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the bottom of the first inning between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Salem Red Sox. 0-0 game so far after Weichelman Gonzalez put together a 1-2-3 performance in the top of the first inning. And now right-handed pitcher number 27, Nick Swanson, is hoping to do the same for the Woodpeckers. A 2-2 record on the season, making its ninth start for Fayetteville. And the first pitch to Edison Paulino is a called strike number one. So leading off today is the Salem center fielder, number nine, as we've seen him in 87 games now this season for the Red Sox. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Paulino. A breaking ball just misses upstairs for ball one. Even count now of one ball and one strike. We're going to get to see Brayer Bonassi and Marcelo Meyer bat as well here in the first inning, and hopefully just a little bit more Red Sox action as Paulino will chop the 1-1 pitch foul down the first base side and goes for strike number two. Middle of the order, the first baseman, number 24, Blaze Jordan, followed by the third baseman, number 14, Tyler Miller, and then designated hitter, number 11, Daniel McIlvaney, making his first appearance for Salem today as Paulino reaps the 1-2, a shallow fly ball out towards right field, which is attacked by Cody Orr, who makes the grab for out number one. Rest of the lineup, the catcher, number 3, Jose Garcia, the right fielder, number 28, Brian Gonzalez, and then the left fielder, number 1, Keir Meredith, will round out the order here for Salem. So 0-0 ball game between the Woodpeckers and the Red Sox in the early going. Still looking for a first base runner of the game by either one of these teams as Bonassi will watch the first pitch miss upstairs for ball number one. And what a week it was for Brayer Bonassi up in Fredericksburg. He was named the Carolina League Player of the Week. Congratulations, Brayer Bonassi, as he swings and misses on the 1-0 for strike one. He left Salem with no home runs on the season, and then he picked up his first two home runs in the series opening victory for the Salem Red Sox up in Fredericksburg. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Bonassi, and this breaking ball misses upstairs for ball two. Swanson is now making his 18th appearance of the year for the Woodpeckers, but half have come from the relief side and half have come from starting as Bonassi fouls off the 2-1 into the screen for strike number two. Today, the Salem Red Sox are rocking their white baseball uniforms with the red lettering across the front that read Red Sox, red numbering in the back. White baseball pants as well as the 2-2 changeup Misses low for ball three. So full count for Brandon Bonassi. Today the Red Sox also rocking their dark blue baseball caps with the red S on the front. 3-2 count. Swanson will kick and deal, and Bonassi will pop this one up, heading towards our way at the press box, but will land short of us into the lower bowl area here at Salem. Meanwhile, for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, they're rocking the gray baseball uniforms with the gray baseball pants, black lettering across the front, including their black numbers on the front and the back of the baseball uniform. Today's ball caps, just a basic black baseball cap with the Woodpecker icon on the front. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Bonassi, and it misses upstairs for ball four. And Brandon Bonassi is the first base runner of the day for Salem, as well as for the Woodpecker's perspective, as he gets aboard with his 63rd walk of the season. So we'll see Marcelo Meyer come to the plate. And I actually have to correct myself there. Brandon Bonassi just drew his 65th walk of the year for the Salem Red Sox, the most out of anyone on this team. 54 walks for Nico Cavadas is the second highest. Among active players, though, it's Edison Paulino with 42. So Bonassi leading the way in that category. So Marcelo Meyer now at the plate. Pitch is away and a chopped foul ball for strike number one. 0-0 ball game between Fayetteville and Salem. Just getting underway. Bottom of the first inning, Brandon Bonassi, the first runner of the game for the Red Sox. Now we'll see if Meyer, who had a tough week up in Fredericksburg, will try to rebound today. 0-1 pitch to Meyer, and the slider will miss inside for ball one. Today's defense for the Woodpeckers, Mascai out in left field, Kearney out in center field, or in right field. You have Whitaker at third base, Molino at shortstop, Ramirez at second, Williams at first. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Meyer, a called strike number two, as it drops right below above the knees for the strike two. Alvarez is behind the plate tonight, catching all the pitches from the starter of Nick Swanson. So a 1-2 count as the pitch is away to Meyer. This is a soft roller that dances foul towards the Woodpeckers dugout on the first base side and will stay at 1-2. Pretty warm day in Salem, Virginia. It brought us to a cool evening so far. Oh, the temperature keeps dropping for the player's perspective as the 1-2 pitch is just off the plate for ball two. Great take by Marcelo Meyer as he's able to stay alive in the at-bats. 8 home runs, 37 RBIs this year for Meyer. He's got a base runner with Bonassi at first base. 2-2 count. Swanson kicks and deals, and Meyer will chop this one in play, but it's ruled foul by Trey Jester. I believe it may have gone off the right foot of Marcelo Meyer, so this is called a dead ball and will stay at 2-2 for the number one prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization. Bonassi with a little lead at first base. It's being protected by Williams on the bag, but Swanson hasn't looked over yet. Here's the 2-2 pitch just off the plate for ball three. So Meyer's patience is paying off for the time being. After dropping 1-2 in the count, he has fouled off two, and he's watched two miss the plate. And once again, a full count here for Nick Swanson. He walked Bonassi on a full count as he seeks his second out of the inning. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Meyer launches this down the left field side, but it will hook foul. And once again, Meyer protecting that plate. It's now going to be a 9-pitch at-bat between Nick Swanson and Marcelo Meyer. Red Sox trying to snap a 3-game losing streak. And that might be a good way to do so as Meyer walks a 3-2 miss upstairs for ball four. And all of a sudden, Swanson has walked back-to-back Red Sox batters and now runners on first and second for Salem. So the Salem Red Sox haven't done anything explosively yet on the offensive side, but they're getting to a much better position by slowly but surely using their patience to get aboard. And now you have Brandon Bonassi in scoring position. You have Marcelo Meyer at first. And Blaze Jordan, the cleanup hitter, at the plate. .288 batting average this season. 8 home runs, 51 RBIs. As time is called by Nick Swanson at the mound before the very first pitch of the at-bat.
Swanson takes a deep breath, looks in at the plate, kicks and deals, and the fastball misses upstairs for ball one. Well, Blaze Jordan has eclipsed the 50 RBI mark, as well as the first Salem Red Sox this year to reach triple digits on hits. That's right, 100 hits for Blaze Jordan on the season. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Jordan, and this one misses low and away for ball two. So Swanson's feeling a little bit of pressure right now after he was able to get the first out of the game. He has not been able to really control the at-bats the way the right-handed pitcher has wanted to. 2-0 pitch from Swanson, and Jordan will rip this one foul as it hooks down the first base side into the seats and will go to 2-1 count. With the Fayetteville Woodpeckers coming to town, it starts off a month of August where the Red Sox take on a bunch of Southern Division foes. As here's the 2-1 pitch to Swanson, and it's called strike number two off another fastball. So this week, a six-game series against Fayetteville, followed by a six-game road trip to the Kannapolis Cannonballers, will step aside and play a Northern Division team with Delmarva coming to Salem, and then we'll close the month off with back-to-back six-game series against Augusta and Columbia, as Jordan will foul the 2-2 pitch down the first base side, and K.O. Thomas will give a souvenir to a kid on the first base side. That kid knows exactly where to be all game long. When those base coaches get the baseballs, they're most likely tossing them to a fan in the front rows down that first and third base side. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Jordan. He'll hammer this one down the middle of the field. It goes for a base hit. Gain the green light from second is Brayer Bonassi, as the throw will not be in time, and Bonassi slides in safe. And the Salem Red Sox have an early 1-0 lead over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. So once again, Blaze Jordan coming in the clutch, his 52nd RBI of the season. And this was a 2-2 pitch he sent right up the middle. It was a good attack by Kearney at center field, and the throw was almost there in time. It was a little bit off the money, though, so no real play for Alvarez at the plate. And now the Red Sox with another early strike. They've been really good at home at gaining some early advantages in these last few weeks, and they do so again as Tyler Miller watched the first pitch go off the plate for ball one. Marcelo Meyer now at second base for the Red Sox, and Blaze Jordan settled with the single. As Miller, with a .204 batting average, 10 home runs and 34 RBIs, looks to add in on the offense. 1-0 pitch to Miller, and it's a called strike one with a little bit of a fastball action from Swanson. So not an ideal start for the Woodpeckers that lost in extra innings on Sunday 5-4 to the Carolina Mudcats. They split the six-game series as Miller will hold on a 1-1 pitch that misses upstairs for ball two. Miller has the most home runs amongst active Salem Red Sox players. Magic number to reach, though, is 14. That's what Nico Cavadas had before he got pulled up to High A Greenville, which, if you guys have been checking out what Cavadas has done down in the South Atlantic League, it's been very similar to his time at Salem, as Miller will watch the 2-1 breaking ball crash into the bottom inside corner for strike two. So 1-0, the Salem Red Sox lead the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, bottom of the first inning. Good start to the six-game series for the Red Sox as they trail the Fredericksburg Nationals by 7 games out in the North Division. Miller, a slow roll that stays fair. Alvarez charges and makes a throw down to first in time for the second out. Meyer and Jordan both advance 90 feet. And with 2 outs, what an opportunity for the new kid on the block with 2 runners in scoring position. So Daniel McAvely, the 6th-round selection in the 2021 MLB Draft, will go up against Nick Swanson for his first ever at-bat in the Carolina League. DH tonight for Salem. And what a time this would be for him. Get things going in his time with the Red Sox if he's able to contribute here. First pitch he sees, it's going to be a fastball that's a called strike number one off the outside edge of the plate. So we've seen this season a lot of 2021 guys making their move up to Salem. McAvely, the latest man to do so as well. Here's the 0-1 pitch to McAvely, and this one is a slider that misses away for ball number one. Chula Vista, California, home of Marcelo Meyer. We talked about that a few times, but also for Daniel McAvely from the same high school as well, and only five rounds separate the two sides as the 1-1 pitch breaks into the zone at 71 miles per hour for the strike two call. So tonight's a chance for number 11, the Salem Red Sox, and McAvely just to get his feet wet. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and this one will bounce in front of home plate for ball two. Good block by Alvarez as he holds the runner of Meyer at third. You can imagine these next 6 weeks that remain here at the Carolina League, plenty of movements to be made. Obviously, the MLB trade deadline today, it is final. A lot of movement among some teams as McAvely pops up the 2-2 pitch down the third base side, and they'll go crashing in the concourse and will stay at 2-2. Although that's the latest news, you also have to take into consideration the MLB draft that happened about 2 weeks ago. And also you get to see some 2022 draftees make their way up. Vaidville already bringing one up in Colin Price. Here's the 2-2 pitch to McAvely, a swing and a miss for strike three, and Nick Swanson gets a big punch out to escape the inning as the Red Sox strand runners at second and third base. But Blaze Jordan comes through with an RBI single to get the Red Sox a 1-0 lead through one. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox enjoying an early 1-0 lead over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers thanks to a Blaze Jordan RBI single. And Weichelman Gonzalez will have the middle of the order coming up with first baseman number 10, Justin Williams, third baseman number 8, Tyler Whitaker, and then the designated hitter of number 20, and Colin Price. So Gonzalez will kick and deal the first pitch, and this will be launched foul down the first base side by Williams for strike one. A 1-2-3 inning by Gonzalez in the first inning. We'll see if he's able to replicate that here in the second. But hey, we are joined alongside a very special guest here in the broadcast booth. It is Ryan Witcher here joining us here at the Salem Red Sox broadcast booth. Ryan, how's your day going so far?
Pretty good.
Good indeed. I joined the Salem Red Sox 1-0 lead as the 1-0 pitch just missed for the ball number one, and the 1-1 is followed by a strike right down the middle for strike number two. So Ryan got to see Blaze Jordan get his 52nd RBI of the year, a single right down the middle, and now he might get to witness a Gonzalez strikeout. As the 1-2 pitch, a slow lower to the left side, Meyer moving to his left, fires it over to Jordan in time for the first out of the inning. 1-0 lead for the Salem Red Sox, and now Tyler Whitaker coming up next. And Ryan, just tell us a little something about yourself here in the broadcast booth. What should the Red Sox fans know about you here with Salem today?
I like playing baseball and basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And I like playing outfield a lot with baseball.
Outfield, that's an interesting one indeed. You know, a lot of people in their Little League days always talk about how the outfield gets kind of boring sometimes. But, hey, glad you enjoy that. A lot of big-time hits out there today so far as the first pitch is called strike number one on the outside edge of the zone. Tyler Whitaker, third baseman for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Is there a certain spot of the outfield that you like the most?
Center field.
Center field. That's where all the action is. You get to call everyone off and make those grabs as Whitaker watches the 0-1 pitch miss off the plate for ball number one. Got to see Logan Kearney get a little bit of action out in center field as the 1-1 pitch drives away for the plate for ball number two. So 2-1 count, and Ryan came out to me on the last game of the Lynchburg Hillcat series. Having back on July 24th, 2-1 pitch. Whitaker will blast this one out towards right field. Drops in front of Gonzalez for the first base hit of the day for the Woodpeckers. And aboard, it's Whitaker with a one-out single. All right, there, you just prove your point. Outfield gets a lot of the action at this level. When I was playing a little, I did like the first base and the third base. I liked the corner side when I played Little League, but, you know, my time came to an end around sixth grade. Just didn't have capability of keeping up to the big guys. And so now see Colin Price make his first at bat with Fayetteville here in 2022. Pitch on the way from Gonzalez, a called strike number one to get the at bat going. Price was a sixth round selection in the 2022 MLB draft. So a few weeks ago got his name called by the Houston Astros organization, and now he is in Southwest Virginia playing for the Woodpeckers as a busted bat in the blooper will go down for a base hit. Right over Blaze Jordan instead, as turning towards third, it is Tyler Whitaker. He slides in safe, and there's runners on the corners now for the Woodpeckers with Whitaker at third and Colin Price at first. So not a good thing here for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, Ryan. I mean, they're getting their offense going now. We're going to see Victor Mascai come to the plate. So Gonzalez having a little bit of difficulty so far. Got a nice early ground out to get the inning going, but now you have runners on the corners, a big time situation for the Woodpeckers to respond as they trail the Red Sox 1-0. Well, Ryan, how do you feel that this game is going right now? Got to see some great pitching to start off, but now it looks like the offenses are taking over, the middle of the order really coming alive.
I like the low scoring games, but also I can enjoy some of the higher scoring games.
That's right. You're right. You know, you get a, there's something about a pitcher's duel that is just so satisfying at times as the first pitch from Gonzalez is in the zone for the called strike one. Here's the 0-1 pitch, a swing and a miss by Mascai, and he's quickly down 0-2 in the hole. We've seen some great gems this season. I remember recently the Salem Red Sox defeating the Kannapolis Cannonballers 5-0 back then. You came on that Sunday game, a 3-1 win for Lynchburg as the 0-2 pitch gets him looking for the called strike number three. A nice change of action by Weichelman Gonzalez, and there's two away in the second. Well, appreciate that pitching right there. Gonzalez, a very gutsy at-bat after giving up a pair of singles. He's able to get a 1-2-3 punch out against the Fayetteville left fielder, but the job's not finished yet. Leo's Danny Molina, the shortstop for Fayetteville, will make his way down towards the plate. 207 batting average this season, 5 home runs, 28 RBIs. As the first pitch of Molina is just low for ball number one. And Ryan, word on the street is you love stats, your big one. When it comes to players, which one do you like looking at the most for batting?
I like the batting average and on-base percentage a lot.
OPP, that's a good one for sure. As the 1-0 is rocked over the shortstop's head, it will drop in front of Meredith for a base hit. Got an RBI for Molina as he scores Tyler Whitaker, and into third is Colin Price. And we are knotted up here at Salem, a 1-1 ball game between Fayetteville and the Red Sox. So three singles this inning for Fayetteville. One that's on the rise, though, I want to get your opinion about OPS, on-base plus slugging. You a big fan of it? Because that's the one that a lot of people like looking at, especially the one Nico Cavadas was here. He had about I was up there towards like a 1.06 as the first pitch is in the zone for Ramirez.
Yeah, I like looking at it a little bit, but I think I like the just slugging percentage and on-base percentage, just all that better.
The 0-1 count from Gonzalez, and this one will drive on the outside for ball number one. And the count's even at 1-1. So Gonzalez, 94-mile-per-hour fastball. And guys, just checking in, Molina, an RBI single with two outs on the board. erased the early Red Sox 1-0 lead. Now sits 1-1 as Gonzalez fires the 1-1 pitch, a called strike number two. This one at 95 miles per hour from Gonzalez. Already has a pair of strikeouts today. Looking to try to get his third and escape this inning with at least a 1-1 game. Here's the 1-2 pitch by Gonzalez. Check swing, did he go? Yes, he did for strike number three. And a pair of punch-outs by Gonzalez in the inning is able to escape a little bit of a tight situation. He does surrender the lead as Fayetteville ties it up 1-1. But the Red Sox, bottom three of the order, look to try to take it back as we go to the bottom of the second. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, a 1-1 game between the Red Sox and the Woodpeckers as we've gotten to see both offenses now trade a couple of runs here and there as the bottom three of the order for the Red Sox are due up here in the second. Jose Garcia set to lead things off as he watches the first pitch break into the zone for a called strike one, the 0-1 pitch by Swanson just below the zone for ball one. So 1-1 count with nobody away so far. We'll get to see Brian Gonzalez and Keir Meredith come to the plate as well here in the second. Swanson on the 1-1 pitch, and it's a slider that misses away for ball number two. A 2-1 count, three hits by the Woodpeckers. And the top of the second inning got their offense underway as Garcia holds off on a 2-1 pitch that misses on the outside for ball three. So Ryan was telling me during the break, you've been going to Salem Red Sox games for about 8 years now, so you've gotten to see some incredible people come through this organization as Garcia watched a 3-1 pitch miss low and inside for ball four. So big question is, who has been your favorite Red Sox player that has come through Salem here?
I really like watching Marcelo Meyer play right now. And I think I saw Michael Chavis play a long time ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's been some great players this year. Marcelo, obviously, number fourth pick in the 2021 MLB draft, as Brian Gonzalez will take the first pitch for a called strike number one. 266 hitter this year with a home run and six RBIs. He is a base runner at first with Garcia, and now the pitch to Gonzalez. It's a called strike number two. So the third walk of the game given up by the pitcher in Nick Swanson. Had a little bit of tough time really trying to settle in the zone as the 0-2 pitch to Gonzalez breaks upstairs high and inside. And at 69 miles per hour, Gonzalez was trying to avoid getting hit by the pitch. So we talk about batting stats. What are your favorite pitchers' ones? What are yours that you love going to as the 1-2 pitch is popped up by Gonzalez? This will bloop on over the netting down the first base side.
I like ERA a lot. strikeout to walk ratio.
That's a good one. That's something that's kind of grown on me throughout the years in baseball, seeing those strikeouts to walk ratios. As a 1-2 pitch is coming up for Brian Gonzalez as it fires away, and Gonzalez will pop this one up a mile high, but just to the left of home plate as ripping off his face mask is Alvarez as he makes the grab for out number one. Now, one that I also really enjoy is whip. Walks and hits an inning. That one is really cool for the bullpen. And I've always heard this statement about ERA is just never fair for bullpen pitchers. It's whip seems to be a better way to go for the relief staff. When you have a really good whip, it's also it's a really good stat line, I think, that for some of these pitchers as well. Also, can't forget wins and losses. That's always the moneymaker one. As Keir Meredith watch the first pitch, catch the zone for a called strike one. Juan Encarnacion, 7-4 record this year. But relief pitcher Osvaldo De La Rosa, now 6-1 in his 22 appearances. So look at those numbers and you think, man, those are some great pitchers for the Salem side. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Meredith. It's popped up towards the third base side. Racing over is going to be Whitaker, and he makes the catch for out number two. Tough break for Meredith as he popped that one in foul territory, and he was probably hoping that the ball would escape the real estate for the third baseman of Whitaker, but it stayed in the facility, and for the second time this inning, the Salem Red Sox pop up in foul territory for back-to-back outs. So at the top of the order now, Edison Paulino. He popped up towards right field his last time up. Garcia still on first base for the Red Sox as Paulino will take the pitch low for ball one. So a 1-1 score between the Red Sox and the Woodpeckers. Bottom of the second inning here at Salem. A wonderful night for baseball indeed here at Carilion Clinic Field. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Paulino, and that one breaks into the zone for a called strike number one. So a 1-1 count, and Ryan, you a fan of the Texas Rangers as well. Big time for the MLB as this is ripped down the first base side. It will go fair. Just a couple inches to the left is all needed for Paulino as attacking it is going to be the right fielder Orr who fires it on in as Garcia gets the third, and Paulino is into second for a two-out double. Well, look at that one for Paulino. Shot it right down the first base side, right underneath the glove of the first baseman in Williams. And they had to act quick on it because of two outs on running. Jose Garcia was off to a quick start at first. But a good job there from Cody Orr to get the ball in and hold Garcia at third. So the Red Sox are oh so close to trying to regain the lead here in the bottom of the second inning in this 1-1 score. And it's all going to come up to Brayer Bonassi on the first pitch. He pops it up. This will go foul and out of play for strike number one. So there's some offense for the Salem Red Sox, Ryan. They get their first base hit of the inning. Only the second base hit of the day for the Red Sox, but out the entire matchup, it's our first extra base hit for Paulino as it comes away with another double, his 25th of the season as the 0-1 pitch is well above the zone for ball number one. Paulino, one of the great prospects as well. He's an everyday guy for the Salem Red Sox. He's has 87 appearances now in the lineup for the Red Sox this season. Only trail Blaze Jordan, who has 90. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Bonassi, and the breaking ball is just off the plate for ball two. A 2-1 count as Nick Swanson trying to get out of a jam. In the bottom of the first, he had a very similar situation with runners at second and third. In the first, as Bonassi pops the 2-1 pitch up foul just to our left side for strike two. He was able to get out of the inning there. See if he's able to do so here. In that inning, he did strike out McAvely, the designated hitter for the Red Sox. He tries to put aside now the second baseman in Bonassi. 2-2 count, deuces wild, pitch on the way. Bonassi shoots this out towards the left center field. Moving over to his left side is Mascai, and he makes the grab for out number three. So the Red Sox strand two runners once again in scoring position and are unable to regain the lead. It's a 1-1 score as we work into the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We welcome you back to the top of the third inning, a 1-1 game for the Salem Red Sox and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. At least we will get to see the top of the order bat here in the third. Cody Orr at the plate, first pitch by Gonzalez, a fastball that misses low and inside for ball one. His last time up, Cody Orr popped one out to the right fielder of Gonzalez for the inning's first out, and now the 1-0 pitch misses upstairs for ball number two. So, Ryan, we were going to talk about it in the bottom of the second inning, but big Texas Rangers fan as the 2-0 pitch misses low for ball number three. And although the Down East Ducks are our rival this season in the Carolina League North Division, we don't play them this year, so I don't really look at them as a rival, although the same record as the 2-1 pitch to Cody Orr is swung on a miss for strike number two. A little quiet by the trade deadline, but what's your analysis so far of the Rangers after their big spending offseason, and what have you thought about this year down in Texas?
I thought it's been pretty good.
It has a 2-2 pitch, a swing and a miss for strike number three, and Cody Orr surrendered at the plate for the second straight time.
But I think when all the prospects come up, like all the pitching prospects, they'll be maybe a contender.
I always remember 2011, they were one strike away against the St. Louis Cardinals. Sorry to bring that up to you. As the first pitch, a chopper over to the left side. Meyer works to his left, scoops it up, and another throw to Jordan is in time for the second out of the inning. Alvarez did that the first time up, and it's how his second plate appearance comes to an end here in the third inning. So two up, two down for Gonzalez, and now we'll get Logan Kearney up to the plate. Who is now, if you can put the pieces together, audience, what is your favorite Ranger of all time?
Nolan Ryan.
Named after Nolan Ryan. His first name is Ryan Witcher. As the first pitch goes low for ball number one. What about when you've seen in your lifetime? Has there been a Ranger that you've watched that's been like, that's an all-time like Ranger favorite of mine?
Probably Adolis Garcia.
Okay. Up there for the 1-0 count. Turns to 2-0. You know, growing up, I remember Adrian Beltran, big Ranger guy there. Josh Hamilton as well, the power that he had as the 2-0 pitch is eye level for ball number three. Journey struck out swinging his last time up. And you might not like be like the Woodpeckers either, obviously, the single-A affiliate of the Houston Astros. 3-0 pitch to Kearney, and it's upstairs for ball four. It's a four-pitch walk. And the inning continues here for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers as Kearney is able to get aboard for the first time today. It's a tough division, though, out there, AL West.
Yeah.
Talk about prospects and some great young players. Not only the Astros have a pretty good farm system, but you also think about the Angels as well and the Mariners. They're getting pretty hot out there as well. As you see, the first pitch of the at-bat, Justin Williams goes into the zone for a called strike one. It's a good thing, though, you don't have to really worry about the Boston Red Sox being in a different division. Same league, though, but very so often you guys collide against each other. As the 0-1 pitch to Gonzalez, a check swing. He went far enough for the called strike two by Trey Jester. 1-1 game between Fayetteville and Salem. Top of the third inning, the Woodpeckers have a runner at first base in Logan Kearney, who has walked on four pitches. But an 0-2 count coming up. As Gonzalez fires it back towards first, but the tag by Jordan is not made in time. 1-1 grounded out to Marcelo Meyer, where he led off the second inning. 0-1 so far today. Here's the 0-2 pitch just upstairs for ball one. Garcia just couldn't frame it exactly the way he wanted to. And we'll work to a 1-2 count. Four strikeouts so far from Gonzalez. Meanwhile, the Woodpeckers with three hits and only one walk so far by Gonzalez. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and that one's a called strike number three as he gets him looking to end the inning. And Gonzalez has his fifth strikeout. Ryan, look at that, a 5-1 ratio with strikeouts to walks. And we go to the bottom of the third with a 1-1 ball game. Marcelo Meyer set to lead things off when we come back. We welcome you back to Salem, Virginia. It is the bottom of the third inning, and Marcelo Meyer will lead things off, followed by Blaze Jordan and Tyler Miller. As the first pitch of the at-bat will be swung on a miss for strike number one, Nick Swanson back out for another inning of work for the Woodpeckers. Hasn't been the brightest start to the day so far for Swanson. As the 0-1 pitch to Meyer is sent on out towards left center field. This one is looking like it's hooking towards the left fielder of Mascai, and he makes the grab for out number one. So check this out for Nick Swanson. He had runners at second and third. At the end of the first inning, he was able to escape with a strikeout against McIlvaney. And then he had runners on second and third in the second. But he was able to get Brandon Bonanzi to pop up to Mascai to end the inning off. So Swanson's been on the verge of collapse, but he's been able to get the big outs as now we move down the order to Blaze Jordan, who watches the first pitch miss outside for ball number one. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Jordan. This is popped down the right field side, looking like it could be playable for Cody Orr. Sliding catch, and he can't make the play. It falls in the dirt, and Cody Orr has a little dirt on the left side of his body now, but he is unable to come away with the second out of the inning. Great effort here from Cody Orr. Sliding attempt just never really got the reach over with the glove to the ball that was dropping in hot for Blaze Jordan. Fortunately, Ryan, we couldn't see Marcelo Meyer come away with his first hit of the game. Obviously, Blaze Jordan's been here for a while, though. One of the top prospects here for the Boston Red Sox organization as Jordan pops up the 1-1 pitch straight back for strike number two. Jordan possesses a lot of power. And, you know, you talk about being center fielder, batting as well. This is a hard ballpark to hit in if you were asked with this. Look at the wall going all the way from left field to right field as the 1-2 pitch misses low and away for ball two. But some serious power in these minor leaguers. Two-two count. Pitch on the way to Blaze Jordan. This is popped up foul down the first base side. Looking back to Blaze Jordan's first and only at-bat today, an RBI single down the middle of the field. Was able to score Brayer Bonassi and give the Salem Red Sox that early 1-0 lead. Now here's the 2-2 pitch to Jordan. Rocket out towards center field. Moving back is Kearney looking up, and it bounces off the wall. Jordan is thinking extra bases as he will walk into second. He is now 2-of-2 today with a one-out double. Halfway to the cycle, it goes for Blaze Jordan as he crushed that ball straight to dead center, right on the same column pretty much as the 401 out in center field. It was a good play off the wall by Cerny, but there was no way he was going to be able to get a throw in time for Jordan, who glided in for a double. So second inning in the row where the Red Sox come away with an extra base hit, as Paulino had one in the second, as Miller swings and misses for the first pitch of the at-bat for strike number one. Miller had a slow-rolling grounder that was scooped up by Alvarez and fired down to Williams at first in time for what was the second out of the first inning. Another chance for an RBI here for Miller. An 0-1 pitch, and he will watch the breaker just miss on the outside for ball number one. So right now, you stats, you work with all this stuff, Ryan. What do you think so far about Blaze Jordan? 2-of-2 so far with an RBI. Do you think right now he's the leading candidate for the Blue Eagle Credit Union Player of the Game?
As of now, yeah.
As of now, certainly. He tries to also try to give the Red Sox a lead as a slow roller by Miller once again towards the right side is picked up by Ramirez, and he throws it over the Williams in time for out number two. Jordan is able to move 90 feet close to the home, so he is now at third base for Salem. I actually sat down with Blaze earlier this year and talk about just refiguring his identity as he was struggling in all those stats and all those categories you were talking about earlier in the broadcast, but he's been coming alive as of late for the Red Sox. So now Daniel Machiavelli will watch the first pitch break in the zone for a called strike number one. Machiavelli, designated hitter tonight, is a catcher on the Salem Red Sox roster. So now four catchers here in Salem. The 0-1 pitch to Machiavelli, a slider that misses away for ball one. Making his debut in the lineup today for Salem, he struck out swinging back in the first inning which brought the inning to a close. 1-1 pitch to Machiavelli. He'll sit on a 1-1. It's a called strike number two. And now Machiavelli a little bit down in the hole. A little breeze out towards left center field. 1-2 pitch to Machiavelli. Just misses inside for ball number two. So you mentioned center field, but you also like pitching a bit as well. We were talking about that. Lefty, that's something Salem doesn't have, Ryan. They don't have a single left-handed pitcher. You willing to give it a shot out here? Is the 2-2 to Machiavelli, a bouncer towards the left side. Backhand scoop, throw in time for out number three. And for the third inning in the row, the Red Sox had a runner at third, but they stranded him out on the base paths, and it brings the inning to a close. So through three in Salem, a 1-1 game between the Red Sox and the Woodpeckers. So, top of the fourth inning, 1-1 ball game, and leading things off on the inning is going to be Tyler Whitaker, as he's called strike number one by Weichelman Gonzalez. Pretty good so far from Gonzalez. Five punch-outs in the game, only one walk allowed, as the 0-1 pitch by Whitaker is a chopper foul down the first base side for strike number two. 1-1 is our score in the contest. Andy Losey joined alongside by Ryan Witcher here in the broadcast booth. An 0-2 count. Fun-filled week here at the ballpark at Salem. Every night has a promotion so far this week. So tonight, National Night Out here at Salem. As the 0-2 pitch by Gonzalez is fouled by Whitaker, and this one dribbles back towards the screen. So we say an 0-2 count for Whitaker, who is, according to MLB.com, is the number 10 prospect in the Houston Astros organization. And the count is 0-2. Gonzalez will fire away. This one missing upstairs for ball number one. Pretty even scoreline so far, Ryan. Each team with one run as well as three hits. A pretty competitive matchup between two teams who are really trying to turn their season around with 6 weeks ago. 1-2 pitch. Fastball almost got Whitaker on the inside. But fortunately, number eight for the Woodpeckers was able to avoid getting hits. And the count goes 2-2. Even count of two balls and two strikes as Gonzalez kicks and deals, and that one just misses. I believe for a moment that Gonzalez thought he had a six punch out of the game, but the pitch was just off the plate at 94 miles per hour, and now Whitaker will have a full count coming up. Gonzalez shakes his head, now nods in agreement. 3-2 pitch, Whitaker goes on the swing for strike number three, and hey, Gonzalez finished off the third inning with a strikeout, and he starts off the fourth inning with one as well. This was a check swing here from Whitaker, and you notice that the Woodpeckers third baseman tried to hold back on the swing. Tough to do in that situation when you commit to going. And that is how their top of the fourth inning starts. Now we move down to Colin Price, who might have the best batting average of all time, and it might come to an end here as a slow roller to Miller is picked up, throw to Jordan, is on the money for the second out of the inning. It's about to mention that Colin Price with a 1.000 batting average doesn't get any better than that. Those are Hall of Fame numbers right there, Ryan, but he is put aside, and that batting average takes a tumble down to .500. Good defensive play by Miller. And we have seen this a few times so far. Good starts by Gonzalez in his innings pitch. The first, third, and the fourth, he's able to go 1-2 to start off the frame. Maybe he can go 1-2-3 as Victor Mescai will swing and miss on the breaking ball for the strike one call. The Woodpeckers sitting at the bottom of the South Division in the second half of the season. Finished fourth in the first half of the year, and now the 0-1 pitch goes low and inside and almost got a pitch to Mescai at the plates. But alas, it does miss him, and the count goes 1-1. So you have that center fielder pitching kind of style here. As we'll ask you this question after this 1-1 pitch is just off the plate for ball number two. Would you rather throw a perfect game or hit 600 home runs in your career?
I'd rather throw a perfect game.
2-1 pitch upstairs for ball number three. That's a pretty good one as well. I mean, when you compare those two, perfect games are remembered forever. We haven't seen one for a while now at the major leagues. As now a 3-1 pitch is coming up for Gonzalez. As the 3-1 is away, Chopper will roll foul for strike two. But 600 home runs is a lot. Both, I think, will kind of get you in that conversation. If you're throwing perfect games, you're probably a pretty good pitcher as well. I think you get 600 home runs, you kind of are going to Cooperstown, so it's a question there. You get remembered for two different things. 3-2 pitch is lifted out towards right center field. Paulino has a long way to go back towards the warning track, but he makes the grab in stride for out number three. A 1-2-3 frame by Wykelmyn Gonzalez, and the Red Sox will try to regain the lead as we move to the bottom of the fourth inning. Bottom three of the order coming up for Salem. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is the bottom of the fourth inning, a 1-1 ball game between the Red Sox and the Woodpeckers as Garcia will lead things off for the Red Sox. New pitcher into the game for Fayetteville. We'll get you that name right after this pitch as it misses low for ball number one. And now into the game, it is Daylen Mealy, who is now pitching for this Woodpecker side, number 30 on the team. And here's the 1-0 pitch by Garcia, a swing and a miss for strike number one. Looking on the year for Mealy, he has a 2-6 win-loss record. He is making his 18th appearance this year for the Woodpeckers side. He's got a 5.64 ERA. A 1-1 pitch coming up. As he kicks in, deals, and Garcia check swing foul down the first base side goes into the netting for strike number two. 52 and two-thirds innings of work this season with 50 hits allowed and 33 earned runs allowed. He has walked 45 batters and has struck out 64, and its opponent's batting average of 246. A 1-2 count, the kick and the deal, and this one misses low for ball two. So Garcia looking to get aboard again for the second time today. Came really close, giving the Red Sox that lead in the bottom of the second inning, but was stranded at third. And now a 2-2 count coming up. Kick and the deal. Garcia shoots this foul down the first base side. Hot shot into the 301 section here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. And looking out in the distance today here at Salem, it looks like some of the youth fields are being occupied by baseball. Crowded place, battle of the bands for the high schools at the stadium as the 2-2 pitch by Garcia is swung on a miss for strike number three. And to start off his day, Miley will come away with the strikeout. So, Ryan, you're getting ready to go back to school. It's a tough break there, but hey, what big year ahead of you. And for the Salem area, it's been a good summer for the Red Sox. It's been a good summer for you as well, your time at home, camps and everything like that.
Yeah.
First pitch on the way to Gonzalez, a swing and a miss for strike number one. Getting ready to play baseball once again, possibly. Getting back out there. Is there a fall ball out here in Salem that you take a part of as well?
Yeah, I live in the Roanoke County schools.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there should be some fall ball.
That's awesome. The 0-1 pitch is swung on a miss by Gonzalez for strike two. Fall ball is always great. It's different than, like, normal baseball, though, in the spring. Like, it just by the end of the season, you're just like, it's cold out now. It's like, we got to move this indoors. 0-2 pitch to Gonzalez, a swing and a miss for strike three. And now Miley has gone back-to-back strikeouts to start off the day. So now Keir Meredith at the plate. With two outs and nobody on in a 1-1 game between Fayetteville and Salem. Going to try out for the middle school team as well. I talked about that over the break. Ryan going into the seventh grade. Also interested in broadcasting as well. Got to admit that's a cool thing. As Meredith will shoot the first pitch of the at-bat deep towards right field. Moving back to the wall. And this will bounce off it. Meredith thinking three, as it'll be a tough play at third. Here comes the throw. One hop into the base. It's not in time. And Keir Meredith has a two-out triple. Well, for a moment there, I thought Meredith just exited the ballpark with what would have been a solo home run. But instead, a weird play by Cody Orr at the wall. He falls and lets it bounce off, and he makes a throw in to the cutoff man of Ramirez, and it took him a little while to really get a good handle on the baseball. And by the time he shot it over to Whitaker at third base, Meredith slid in just in time to be safe. So Ryan, big opportunity now, top of the order here for the Red Sox with Edison Paulino, a runner at third. Here's the pitch, a breaking ball that misses upstairs for ball number one. Now, you're talking about stats all this broadcast long, but it can't be good if you have three straight innings to start the contest by stranding runners at third base. And if Salem does it again here for a fourth time, it will just be thinking about those opportunities. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Paulino, and that one's just outside for ball two. Ryan was telling me your favorite broadcaster is Vin Scully. I mean, there's a baseball broadcast to look up to. That is the guy right there. As the 2-0 pitch to Paulino be swung on and popped up. Blooper could be played here from Tyler Whitaker coming over to the third base side as he makes the grab for out number three. So, once again, the Red Sox train a base runner at third base. They cannot take the lead. And we go into the fifth with a 1-1 game. Ryan, we're going to say thank you so much for joining the broadcast here today. This has been an awesome experience, hopefully for you, but it's been awesome for me as well. Thanks to the community here at Salem, Virginia. 1-1 game as they go into the top of the fifth inning. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, top of the fifth inning, a 1-1 score between the Salem Red Sox and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It's been a quiet few innings of offense for these sides in the recent going. We'll see if the Woodpeckers or the Red Sox are able to get things going here in the top of the fifth inning. Gonzalez still in for the Red Sox as he fires the 0-1 pitch as it misses, or catches the zone, I should say, for strike number two. So this is the start of a six-game series between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Salem Red Sox, and pitching has taken over in these last few innings as the 0-2 pitch misses upstairs for ball number one. Molina is at the plate. He is 1-of-1 so far today. Picked up an RBI single back in the second inning, which tied this game up 1-1. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Molina and a slider that misses outside for ball number two. Molina, 210 batting average this year for the Woodpeckers. And Gonzalez kicks and deals the pitch, and this is fouled back towards the backstop. And we'll keep the count at 2-2. I want to thank Ryan Wisher so much for joining us on the broadcast. Great young kid who has a great amount of energy for the sport of baseball. So 2-2 pitch is on the way, and this one misses upstairs for ball number three. Loves playing the sport, loves watching the sport, loves talking about the sport. Just great to see in the youth of kids and what this sport really does for the younger generation. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Molina, shot straight up. Could be playable for Garcia. Rips off the face mask, tries to find it, leaps up, and he makes the grab. What a play by Garcia for the first out of the inning. Well, Garcia was trying to track that the whole way around. May have not been the most ideal path for the Red Sox catcher, but when this one comes crashing down to earth, he lunges backwards to make the grab, and he did so in style for the first out of the inning. Putting on the line there for Garcia, and we're through one here in the fifth. So Yoris Ramirez, first pitch, slaps this one up towards the middle, and it squeezes on through for a one-out single. Struck out swinging his first time up. This time he comes away with the base hit. And the top of the order coming up for the Woodpeckers. 1-1 score in this contest. And we'll take a look around the Carolina League at some of the scores that are currently happening. A lot of series getting underway today. Actually, all six series starting tonight on this Tuesday in August. So Cody Orr, 0-of-2 so far today, looks to get aboard for the first time, and his first pitch is a fastball high and inside for ball number one. First score, I think, is the most important series that we're going to check out this week. The Fredericksburg Nationals at the Down East Ducks. The game is currently in the top of the sixth inning, And the Nationals lead 2-1 over the Ducks. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Orr. Straight back up the middle. Reaching out is Bonassi, but it squeezes on through to center field for a base hit. So Ramirez gets aboard with the base hit, and Cody Orr follows that up with a single as well. And now the Woodpeckers have runners at first and second with only one away here in the fifth. Check that out again. Great effort by Bonassi, diving towards his right side, just trying to get the leather on the baseball to make sure it doesn't trickle out towards center field. But unfortunately, Bonassi was not able to do so. So now pitching coach Nick Green will jog on out to talk with Gonzalez as well as Jose Garcia. Continuing our look around the Carolina League, the Kannapolis Cannonballers lead the Carolina Mudcats 2-0. That should be a fun series as well, as the Kannapolis Cannonballers lead the way in the Carolina League South Division with an 18-12 second-half record. Meanwhile, the Carolina Mudcats, they're a half game back of the Red Sox and 7.5 back of the Nationals. Keep this in mind, folks. So the Fredericksburg Nationals lead over the Down East Ducks right now is 7 games. Vaudeville, who's in last place of the Carolina League South Division, is 7.5 back the leaders in Kannapolis. So Jose Alvarez takes the first pitch low and outside for ball number one. He's going to try to keep it away from Marcelo Meyer in this third plate appearance. He's grounded out towards the Salem shortstop in his two prior at-bats. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Check swing. He went far enough, according to Trey Jester, for the strike one call. Meanwhile, the Lynchburg Killcats battling the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. A battle between the two ball clubs that won their respective first half division titles, Lynchburg in the North Division, Myrtle Beach in the South. Right now it's Hillcats 2-1 over the Pelicans. 1-1 pitch by Gonzalez, fastball high and inside, and the crowd had a very reasonable reaction to that. A 94-mile-per-hour fastball that sends Alvarez almost down to his backside. To check out the replay, Gonzalez fires one up above head level. Luckily, Alvarez was able to avoid getting collided by that baseball. So the count goes 2-1 for Alvarez. He has a 3.46 batting average on the season as he sits on a 2-1 pitch that catches the bottom outside corner for strike number two. Meanwhile, the Augusta Green Jackets lead the Delmarva Shorebirds 6-2. They're in the top of the fifth inning as well, up in Salisbury, Maryland. 2-2 pitch, but Gonzalez will step off the rubber and scan back towards second, but no throw made towards the back. Right now it's Ramirez at second base, or at first base, Alvarez at the plate in a 1-1 ball game. 2-2 pitch, and this one's low, but well protected by Garcia behind the dish, and the count goes to 3-2. Meanwhile, the last series to get you caught up on is going to be a fun one for the South Division. The Charleston River Dogs taking on a 6-game series against the Columbia Fireflies. The Fireflies second in the division, as well as the River Dogs, tied with a 17-12 record. They're a half game back of Kannapolis. 3-2 pitch on the way. Fastball just misses the zone for ball four, and the bases will be loaded for the Woodpeckers. The score in that contest right now, folks, is Fireflies 5, River Dogs 3. Take a look back at that replay. Just above the zone, Garcia trying to frame it perfectly to get Jester to make the called strike 3 motion, but it does not come. And now the Woodpeckers are in a serious position to take their first lead of the ball game. Gonzalez fires the first pitch, a breaking ball, and misses low for ball number one. We'll get you a little reset of who's on who, as Ramirez is at third base, Orr is at second, and Alvarez is at first. Bases are loaded now, as Logan Kearney, who is 0-1 today, will swing at the 1-0 pitch and foul this back towards the press box for strike number one. A little bit of summer breeze in the area at Salem, as we're into the evening hours, 85 degrees Fahrenheit, sunny skies, no chance of rain coming through the area, which is great to see from our perspective. 1-1 pitch from Gonzalez, a slider that misses outside for ball two. Now, Cerny is the center fielder, and on the year, he has 52 RBIs for this Fayetteville side. That is the most amongst any Woodpecker that has played in Fayetteville this year. 2-1 pitch, and the fastball is a called strike number two. Just got the upstairs inside corner, and the count's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So that was our look around the Carolina League. Obviously some great series to keep our eye on. That Fredericksburg Down East one will surely have our eye, and I bet that the Nationals will have our eye on our series as well, as the 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed by Cerny for strike number three. A big punch out by Gonzalez. That is now seven on the game for Salem's number 29. But now Justin Williams, the cleanup hitter, will make his way down towards the plate. Well, Gonzalez's pitch count is at 82 right now for Salem, so you have to think that this will probably be the last batter of the game for Gonzalez. 50 strikes so far, and his first pitch of the at-bat to Williams is a breaking ball that misses inside for ball one. Bases are loaded for the Woodpeckers on a 1-1 score line. They now have five hits compared to the Red Sox four. We've been at a 1-1 game since the top of the second inning, where Vaudeville tied it up with Salem. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and this one will get past Garcia. Coming home is going to be Ramirez. The throw is not in time, as Gonzalez's tag was just a little bit too late, and Ramirez slides in. The Woodpeckers take the lead. It's Vaudeville 2, Salem 1. Check out the replay here on MILB.TV, and it just hit off the lip of the glove by Garcia. Great effort to get back there, and it was actually very close at the plate. Checking that one out live, thought that Garcia didn't have a legit shot, but it was a great hustle and throwback to Gonzalez at home. But just the Ramirez was just a little too quick on the slide. Here's the 2-0 pitch as his head out towards right center field. Gonzalez coming in, diving attempt, and he makes the grab. What a catch by Brian Gonzalez. He saves the Red Sox from having a base hit go their way and quite potentially two more runs. Vaudeville, though, does take the lead. It's 2-1 Woodpeckers over the Red Sox as we will make our way back to Salem right after this for the bottom of the fifth inning. We welcome you back to Salem, Virginia. 2-1 Vaudeville lead over Salem as we make our way to the bottom of the fifth inning. Brayden Bonassi, Marcelo Meyer, and Blaze Jordan all due up. First pitch to Bonassi just outside for ball number one. 0-1 tonight for Brayden Bonassi. He was walked back in the first inning, but he popped out towards left field to end the second inning. And his prior at bat. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Bonassi, and he fouls this down the third base side into the seats it goes for strike number one. So the Woodpeckers come away with a 2-1 lead as they make their way back in this matchup after being down 1-0 early on. And it was because of a pass ball that got through Jose Garcia. 1-1 pitch to Bonassi. This one just misses outside for ball two. The lights are on here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. As we mentioned, it's And it's a twilight time here in Salem. 2-1 pitch to Bonassi, a breaking ball that misses for ball number three. Bonassi has been one of the most walked batters this year around the Carolina League. And he has an opportunity here with the hitter's pitch coming up. Here's a 3-1 delivery by Miley, and it's upstairs for ball four. And it's the second time today that Brandon Bonassi gets a free pass. Walked in the first inning, now walked in the fifth, as Marcelo Meyer makes his way down towards the plate. 0 of 1 for him as well today. He was walked earlier on as well back in the first inning, but in his last at-bat, he popped it up towards the left fielder of Mascai as well. First pitch on the way to Meyer. This one's a called strike one with a fastball by Miley. So we got to see now four straight innings to lead off this contest where the Red Sox have stranded a runner at third. Been a tough go for Salem early on as they lead 2-1 as this 0-1 breaking ball misses way upstairs. It almost sends the catcher Alvarez down towards his backside trying to make the grab. And the count now goes to 1-1. Bonassi at first base after getting walked in the leadoff spot. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Meyer, and this one goes low, gets away, and Bonassi going to take off towards second as Alvarez eats it up, and Bonassi has the stolen base into scoring position. Great alertness by Brandon Bonassi coming off one of the best weeks of the season. And right there, a ball that landed in front of Alvarez's body. Bonassi said, why not go take a base while I'm at it? And by the time Alvarez was able to pick up the ball with his bare right hand, Bonassi was well into second. So the count turns to 2-1 now for Meyer. A couple of looks here from Miley at the runner, Bonassi. Now he fires a 2-1. This is slashed down the left field side. It falls just foul a few feet to the left of that left field foul line. And then we were inches away from Marcelo Meyer tying up this ball game with an RBI extra base hit. Tough play from Marcelo Meyer. We mentioned at one point he was around 300 for the Red Sox. Didn't have the greatest week up in Fredericksburg. But as he returns home, he's still hitting 280 for Salem. 8 home runs and 37 RBIs. I'd like to visit back to what I said about stranding the four runners at third base in back-to-back-to-back-to-back innings. They've also stranded two at second as well, so they've stranded 6 runners in scoring position today. 2-2 pitch to Meyer, hit down the third base side again. This one much more foul as it goes into the seats. Now, they aren't 0-6 with runners in scoring position, but they've stranded 6 runners in scoring position today. Blaze Jordan, who's on deck, was able to drive in. Brandon Bonassi was at second back in the first. But the Red Sox have had a tough time getting their offense going. 2-2 pitch, but first we'll see Miley step off the rubber to reset himself. Bonassi was walked on in the leadoff spot. Then he was able to take second base after stealing. After the pitch towards the catcher of Alvarez was just a little too low and it got away from him. 2-2 is the count. Kick and the delivery to Meyer and the breaking ball misses low and inside for ball three. Miley is the first pitcher out of the bullpen today for Fayetteville. He takes over for Nick Swanson. Had a okay 3 innings of the day. And now the 3-2 pitch to Meyer. This is off the plate for ball four. And Meyer will follow up Brandon Bonassi's walk with a free pass of his own. So we were going to get now to see Blaze Jordan come to the plate for the Red Sox. And a very eerie, similar situation we were just talking about when Blaze Jordan was able to get an RBI single back in the first inning to score Brandon Bonassi. Well, right now, if you look at the scorebook, you had a walk by Brandon Bonassi followed up by a walk by Marcelo Meyer in the first inning, and then Blaze Jordan came away with an RBI single. Now you have walks by Brandon Bonassi and Marcelo Meyer, and Blaze Jordan coming to the plate. So with the hot bat of Jordan, who is 2 of 2 so far today, you're going to get a mound visit as the pitching coach of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers will make his way out. It's going to be John Kovalik. Wears number 16 for this Fayetteville side. Quick conversation with his pitcher in Miley, who was taken as a free agent back in 2021. He hails from Toledo, Ohio. The 6'2" pitcher is a right-hander that was born on January 25th, 1998. So back to baseball we go. As Miley on the rubber, Jordan at the plate. First pitch on the way to Jordan. Hard hit ball towards Whitaker. This might be two as a throwback to second, and it gets away. Bonassi at third. He takes off towards home, and he scores. And we're tied up in Salem. An error by the second baseman in Ramirez is not able to get the second out of the inning, or should I say the first out of the inning. As the hot shot grounder to Jordan made a throw back towards second baseman Ramirez, and he couldn't make a play on the ball. It was a good throw by Tyler Whitaker, but when he went to second base with the throw, Ramirez just never was able to make a clean catch at the base. So Marcelo Meyer is safe in the second. Jordan maybe not doesn't get the base hit as now Miller shows bunt and puts it down the third base side. Whitaker attacks, scoops it up, throw to first. It's in time for the first down of the inning. Miller thought he beat the throw, but our base path umpire and Percy Swartz says he did not. But Miller does the job at advancing the base runners of Meyer and Jordan 90 feet closer towards home. So now Marcelo Meyer at third base. Blaze Jordan at second base with first base free. And now another big opportunity here for Daniel Machiavelli. Had runners at second and third in his first plate appearance with the Salem Red Sox when he struck out swinging. His first pitch is lifted out towards center field. Moving back is Cerny, who makes the grab. That'll be plenty of room for Marcelo Meyer, who tags up from third and scores. The Red Sox lead 3-2 as an RBI by Machiavelli in his first game in a Salem Red Sox jersey gives the Red Sox the lead. Well, Fayetteville was seeking to get a little double play action as we watched the pop-up towards center field. And Cerny makes the grab. He fired it in quickly to the shortstop Molina, who turned his attention towards third, but Jordan was able to glide in safely and avoid being the last out of the inning at third. So Garcia at the plate swings to the first pitch for strike number one. So far, 0-1 tonight, struck out swinging when he led off the fourth inning for the Red Sox. A 220 hitter this year for the Red Sox with an OPS of a 670 as Garcia fouls the 0-1 pitch straight back into the netting for strike number two. So Blaze Jordan now at third base for the Red Sox, and Salem with a 3-2 lead looks to try to build on their advantage. The one run has been their largest lead of the night, and they haven't been able to successfully defend against it as the 0-2 pitch goes upstairs for ball number one. They led 1-0 after one inning of play here at Salem, but Fayetteville was able to get a run back in the top of the second. So although Salem has gone the lead twice today, they have not been able to enjoy their advantages. The 1-2 pitch misses away for ball two off the slider by Miley. Two runs here in the bottom of the fifth for the Red Sox. And response to Fayetteville's single run up in the top of the fifth. 2-2 pitch, Garcia chopper third base side. Nice backhand play by Whitaker. Gets up on his feet and makes a great throw to first in time to get the runner of Garcia. So Blaze Jordan does not score from third, but the Red Sox will be much more happy this time around as they get two runs in the bottom of the fifth to take a 3-2 lead over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It's now the time for the bullpen to get involved in the matchup for the Red Sox as we get to see our first relief pitcher jog out from the left field bullpen. We'll get you his name and information when we come back on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is the top of the sixth inning, and the Red Sox hold a 3-2 lead over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Felix Cepeda, the new pitcher in for the Salem Red Sox, number 39 on the team, has a 6.34 ERA this year for Salem. When we get new pitchers that come into the game, we have the get-to-know-them in our right center scoreboard. And Felix Cepeda's favorite color is red. Couldn't be in a better position if you're Felix Cepeda because, well, you're on the Salem Red Sox, and, well, we wear quite a lot of red here at Salem. Middle of the order now for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Tyler Whitaker, Colin Price, and Victor Mascai all to bat here in the sixth. Cepeda's first batter is Whitaker, and he fouls this straight into the screen for strike number one. So we mentioned that Cepeda has an ERA of a 6.34. It's his 20th appearance for the Red Sox this season, his 18th out of the bullpen. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Whitaker, just upstairs, and the count's now 1-1. A little bit more about Cepeda, a 2-1 win-loss record. He's pitched 32 2/3 innings of work where he's allowed 28 base hits and 23 earned runs as the 1-1 pitch is diving inside, but it misses the batter of Whitaker for ball number two. A little more on Cepeda as the 2-1 pitch to Whitaker is inside for ball number three. Cepeda has an even strikeout-to-walk ratio. 35 walks allowed, 35 punch-outs, but he's got a pretty good opponent's batting average of a .228 as Whitaker will golf swing this one foul over towards the first base side. He almost went underneath of it and kind of dug underneath the swing for strike number two. So the count's now full to Whitaker. Here's 3-2 by Cepeda, and Whitaker fouls this towards the backstop for keeping that 3-2. 1-2 so far today for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. He actually was the first base hit of the evening for Fayetteville. His single that came back in the second inning, it started off that chain reaction that got Fayetteville its first run of the night. We'll redo the full count pitch, and Whitaker will take this one inside for ball four. And the Fayetteville third baseman is aboard for the second time today, his first with the walk. So now Colin Price, who is making his Fayetteville Woodpecker debut on this Tuesday evening, will come on down towards the right-handed batter's box, as he will take on Felix Cepeda, 1-2 tonight. His batting average right now is a .500. Might not get any better than that for the designated hitter of Fayetteville. It's a line drive right into the glove of Miller for out number one. What a play by Tyler Miller. That one came in hot. And Miller on the glove side was able to reach out and make the grab. Check this one out. Our camera crew couldn't even kept up with that ball, as it was a bullet into Miller's glove. And notice it right now, he took off the glove to shake the hand because that was one heck of a web gem by Miller. First pitch, now this is a bouncer over to Bonassi. Scooped up, wasn't that clean. He still gets the Meyer for one. Throwback to Jordan for two. Wow, it was the inning of web gems for the Salem Red Sox. Miller grabs the line drive off the bat of Price, and then Bonassi, Meyer, and Jordan able to turn a 4-6-3 double play, and we work our way down to the bottom of the sixth inning here at Salem. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the sixth inning, a 3-2 Salem Red Sox lead over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Brian Gonzalez set to lead things off for Salem, and the first pitch is going to be just upstairs and inside for ball number one. Gonzalez is 0-2 so far today. He popped up towards the catcher of Alvarez and struck out swinging in his previous at-bat in the fourth. A 1-0 pitch to Gonzalez, a swing and a miss for strike two. And once again, another inning here for Daylen Miley, who has been able to do so well with two innings of work with a couple of strikeouts and 33 pitches so far. 1-1 pitch to Gonzalez, and this is lifted out towards right field, and it lands in front of Cody Orr. And Brian Gonzalez leads off the inning with a leadoff single. Well, for Gonzalez, he just pretty much hooked that one out towards right field, and Cody Orr was coming in to try to make the grab, but it landed just in front of the Fayetteville right fielder's glove, and Gonzalez gets aboard for the first time on the evening. So we go down to the number nine hitter in the order of Keir Meredith. As the first pitch to Meredith is just off the plate for ball one. The Salem left fielder is 1-2 today. He tripled in his last at-bat back in the fourth, where he hit one off the Mack and Bob sign out in right field. Gonzalez with a little lead at first as time is called by the pitcher of Millay. Although with Gonzalez with a little lead at first, Williams is protecting the back. No checkover just yet as Gonzalez takes off. Meredith lays down a bunt, but it rolls just foul. And we'll go 1-1 on the count. Looked like almost a suicide squeeze there for Keir Meredith with Gonzalez getting the jump at first. You would think that Meredith would just lay it down so that Brian Gonzalez can get into scoring position. But now at the count at 1-1, we'll see what Meredith does with this at-bat. Gonzalez with another lead at first. The pitch, and Meredith will watch the breaker miss low for ball two. A 1-2 day for Meredith, who has made plays out in left field as well, but has also showed off that speed. A 250 batting average this year for the Red Sox. 697 OPS. 2-1 pitch. Meredith showing bunt, pulls back, going as Gonzalez into second, and he gets in safe. Perry Schwartz and Gonzalez beat out the tag by the shortstop Molina, and it was a tough one at second, but a great hustle by Gonzalez moves him into the scoring position. The 2-1 pitch missed low for ball three, so now Meredith with the hitter's pitch of three balls and one strike. It's a good throw by Alvarez. It was just a little late to the runner of Gonzalez. Here's a 3-1 pitch to Meredith, and this one is a called strike number two on the bottom outside corner. Gonzalez dropped the barrel and almost touched the shin guards to toss it aside, but he will last get the fifth or sixth pitch of the at-bat come his way. 3-2 count. Meredith with a swing and a miss for strike number three. And Millay is able to get his first punch out of the inning as well as his first out on the sixth inning. So with Meredith retired, we go back to the top of the order for the Salem Red Sox and Edison Paulino. A 1-3 night so far for Salem with a double back in the second. Looks to try to continue to move Brian Gonzalez around the base paths. Millay steps off the rubber and asks for some time. Gonzalez had his second stolen base of the year as he made his way to second as he beat out the throw from Alvarez. Here's the first pitch. It hops in front of home plate for ball one. 3-2 Salem Red Sox lead over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. We thank you so much for tuning on your Tuesday evening. Andy Losey here at the Salem Red Sox broadcast booth. 19 more games to go at Salem Memorial Ballpark here in 2022, and we have a good one today. A 1-0 pitch to Paulino. This one just outside, and the count goes 2-0. Paulino with a 251 batting average, just above that 250 mark. Has 8 home runs this year for Salem, 44 RBIs. Can look to try to get 45 in this at-bat. 2-0 pitch to Paulino, and this is a called strike off the 90-mile-per-hour fastball. Well, I joked around with Paulino earlier on the year when he went back-to-back games with a home run. I said, you're becoming a power hitter right in front of our eyes. And he looked at his arms and said, I'm no power hitter. But 8 home runs, having with one of the best numbers on this team. The 2-1 pitch just misses away for ball 3. And now a hitter's pitch for Paulino. 8 home runs is just as much as Blaze Jordan on this team. As much as Nathan Hickey before he left. And now Paulino takes a 3-1 pitch for a 3-2 count. That's not a knock on Blaze Jordan or Nathan Hickey or Marcelo Meyer. Well, Tyler Miller has 10 this year, but it's just what Paulino brings to the Salem side. The right attitude and plays the game the right way. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Paulino. Line drive right back to the pitcher. Amiley in the throw back to seconds in time for the double play. Brian Gonzalez was caught in his tracks as the pitcher Amiley made a spectacular catch at the mound for the second out, and then an easy play at second. Look at the reflexes by Dale Amiley, and then the throw right back to Molina in time for the third out of the inning. So a great start to the frame for the Red Sox, but it comes to a crashing end off of a double play by the pitcher of Dale Amiley. We go to the seventh when we come back right after this. We welcome you back to Salem, Virginia. Top of the seventh inning, a 3-2 Salem Red Sox lead over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers as Felix Cepeda watched the first pitch go upstairs for ball number one. As the music continued to play during the first pitch of the at-bat towards Leo's Donnie Molina. So Molina, Ramirez, and Orr to bat for the Woodpeckers here in the seventh. As the 1-0 pitch misses upstairs for ball two. A great first inning by Cepeda. 9 pitches to get through the order. As the 2-0 pitch is down the middle for the called strike number one. Here's the 2-1 pitch by Cepeda. And the pitch will miss upstairs for ball three. Well, Molina is 1-of-2 tonight. He started off the day with a single back in the second. That ultimately scored Tyler Whitaker as a 3-1 pitch is a fastball down the middle at 92 for the called strike two. For Molina, that was RBI number 29 on the season for the Fayetteville shortstop. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Molina upstairs for ball four as he flips his bat towards the first base side as he leads off the inning with a walk. So now Yoraz Ramirez, who is 1-of-2 as well tonight, will make his way down towards the plate. But you just saw here on MILB.TV. Jose Garcia and Felix Cepeda having a little conversation on the mound after Cepeda walked the first batter of the inning. So the tying run for the Woodpeckers is aboard, and now Ramirez sets in the box as the first pitch will miss low for ball number one. A 190 hitter this year for the Woodpeckers. The second baseman has 6 home runs and 23 RBIs for Fayetteville. And now a little lead here from the runner at first in Molina. Swing and a miss on the second pitch of the at-bat for strike one. Ramirez started off the day with a strikeout swinging that ended the second inning, but responded with a base hit in the fifth with the single. Cepeda throws it back towards first, and the ball gets away from Jordan. It rolls to the tarp on the first base side, and turning that second and heading to third, it's going to be Molina. So the tying run makes his way all the way down towards third base. And with nobody out, this inning looks to be a prime position for the Woodpeckers to take away the 3-2 lead. Take a look at this again. Cepeda fires it back towards Blaze Jordan. And ultimately, I think if Cepeda makes a good throw back to Jordan, then the Salem first baseman can get an easy tag out of Molina. I think the runner for Molina was calling his tracks a bit as the 1-1 pitch misses high and inside for ball two. That's a tough break for Salem. Might have been able to get the tying run off the base path, but instead, he moves from one corner to the next. Here's the 2-1 pitch by Cepeda. Hot shot over Meyer's glove in the left. It's a base hit. And it's an RBI single for Yoriz Ramirez as he scores Leostani Molina. And it's a 3-3 ball game in the top of the seventh inning. Just over the glove of Marcelo Meyer, a 6'3" shortstop. But even then, Meyer can make a play on the ball. And it's the second base hit in a row for Ramirez. And now it's the top of the order. And Fayetteville is grooving here in the seventh. First pitch on the way to Cody Orr is inside for ball one. The leadoff batter for Fayetteville picked up a single in his previous at-bat, but before then, he popped up towards the right fielder in Gonzalez and struck out swinging back in the third. Here's the 1-0 pitch towards Cody Orr, and it's in there for the strike one call. So 3-3 is our new score between Fayetteville and Salem. A pitcher's duel indeed as the runner takes off at first. Cody Orr will hit this one out towards no man's land as it drops for a base hit. Meredith charges in, fumbles the first attempt to pick up the baseball, is able to recover and make a throw inside to Marcelo Meyer to hold the runner of Ramirez at second. So even though the Fayetteville second baseman was able to make his way down towards scoring position with the stolen base opportunity, it appears that even though that base hit went the way of Cody Orr, that it moves that runner to scoring position regardless. So the first three batters of the inning for the Woodpeckers are all able to reach safely. A walk by Molina, a single by Ramirez, and now a single by Cody Orr. And this brings out a pitching visit from the pitching coach of Nick Green. So right now the battery of Garcia and Cepeda talking things over with Nick Green, and this gives up an opportunity to take a look around the organization at some of the scores at the Boston Red Sox organizational levels. Looking at the AAA level, the Durham Bulls are leading the Worcester Red Sox 10-0 in the top of the fifth inning. All Durham so far tonight up in Polar Park. Back to our matchup here, 3-3 game. First pitch on the way to Alvarez lifts us up towards right center field. It will fall for a base hit. This will surely give the Fayetteville Woodpeckers the lead as Ramirez scores from second and Cody Orr into home. It's a triple for Jose Alvarez. And Fayetteville now has a 5-3 lead over the Salem Red Sox. So after the visit from Nick Green, the very first pitch out towards right center field, and this one just lands in the grass. I think Brian Gonzalez was pushed in defensively, against the batter of Alvarez, who was 0-3 prior to tonight. But instead, it lands in the gap, and it's a triple for Alvarez. It's two RBIs. It's two runs for the Woodpeckers and a 5-3 lead for the visitors. So now Logan Cerny makes his way up to the plate, and the first pitch is outside for ball one as Cepeda fires away. And this one is crushed out towards left center field, moving back, and this baby is gone. Off the Carilion Clinic field scoreboard out in left center field, Logan Cerny comes away with his first hit of the night, a two-run bomb. And just like that, the Woodpeckers have a 7-3 lead over the Red Sox. Four straight base hits by the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It's all been adding up to this, and Cerny with the no-doubter out towards left center field, and Luke Mons will come in and put an end to the bleeding as Felix Cepeda will be pulled from this ball game. So it's now Fayetteville 7, Salem 3. Osvaldo De La Rosa will make his way out of the bullpen as Felix Cepeda's night comes to a close. We'll step aside here at Salem Memorial Ballpark as we come back to the top of the seventh inning. It's the Woodpeckers 7, it's the Red Sox 3. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark as the Fayetteville Woodpeckers have turned this game on its head. Five runs in the top of the seventh inning give them a 7-3 lead over the Salem Red Sox. And take this into account, nobody is out just yet. Five straight batters have reached the board for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers as the base paths are clear and Osvaldo De La Rosa checks in the game for the Red Sox. He will start things off against Justin Williams, the first baseman, who will swing and miss on the first pitch for strike number one. So we went into this top of the seventh inning with the Salem Red Sox having a 3-2 edge over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. But then Fayetteville, who has been quiet offensively at times tonight, has just boomed big time here in the seventh as De La Rosa fires an 0-1 pitch that misses off the plate for ball one. So we'll see what Osvaldo De La Rosa is able to do here. And let's just say this, his game has gotten much better week by week here with the Salem Red Sox. His 23rd appearance of the season. 1-1 pitch by De La Rosa, a swing and a miss for strike two. He has a magnificent 6-1 win-loss record. His ERA is at a 4.42 on the season. He has been a part of 36 2/3 innings of work. Here's the 1-2 pitch by De La Rosa, and it misses low and outside for ball number two. A little bit more about De La Rosa here. He has given up 35 base hits, 18 earned runs. He has walked 15 batters, and he has punched out 30 on the season. Opponent's batting average is at a 259. 2-2 pitch, low and away, ball three. top of the seventh inning, Fayetteville 7, Salem 3. Well, it was looking like it was going to be a competitive opening game to the series here tonight at Salem Memorial Ballpark, but the Woodpeckers, their largest lead of the night, 4-run edge. 3-2 pitches is fouled off of the leg of Justin Williams, and the count will stay at 3-2. But an opportunity here for Osvaldo De La Rosa to get a few more innings of work. Obviously, the task is to keep the Red Sox in this ballgame. But he's going to need a lot of offense from Salem in these last three innings to get back into this one. 3-2 pitch, and this one's fouled over the screen towards us at the press box, and we'll stay at 3-2. We were talking about the Boston Red Sox organization scores early on, and I was going to make a joke about, hey, we had to represent the organization tonight because all the Salem, all the Boston Red Sox organization teams were struggling tonight, as this will be fouled down the third base side, a chopper that heads towards the Salem Red Sox dugout. So we talked about how Durham was beating Wooster. The score has expanded for Durham. They are now up 11-0 on top of Wooster. Bottom of the fifth inning. And we really hope that they're able to turn around up there at Papella Park. 3-2 pitch, another foul straight back. And what an at-bat this has been for Justin Williams. First batter that Osvaldo De La Rosa has faced. And now we're going to see a 10-pitch at-bat here with nobody out in the top of the seventh. Our score right now, 7-3. Fayetteville leads Salem. And De La Rosa squares up on the rubber. The kick and the deal, and a red-hot shot down the third base side goes foul. And once again, another foul ball for Justin Williams. Meanwhile, at the AA level, pitchers duel today up in Hadlock Field in Portland, Maine, as the Erie Seawolves take down the Portland Sea Dogs 1-0. The only difference was a Meadows home run for the Seawolves. 3-2 pitches is lifted up, and it's fouled down the right field side. And this battle between Osvaldo De La Rosa and Justin Williams continues. Six straight foul balls. The first baseman for the Woodpeckers looking to try to get aboard. 3-2 pitch, slow roller towards the left side. It'll be a tough play for Miller. Bare hand grab, throw over to Jordan. What a play for the first out of the seventh. Miller had to come in hot, and he got a nice scoop with the bare right hand, and the throw over to Jordan was just as solid. Look at that, a slow roll on the grass. It scooped up and almost like whipping his hips as he fires that on over to Jordan at first base, and he was able to get Williams in time, and he's able to help win the battle for Osvaldo De La Rosa. What an at-bat that was between the pitcher of the Salem Red Sox and Justin Williams. So now we move down to Tyler Whitaker, who watches the first pitch miss inside for ball number one. With that ground out, it's the first out of the inning as well, and it ends the streak of five consecutive Woodpeckers to reach safely. 1-0 pitch to Whitaker. It drops low of the zone for ball number two. Meanwhile, the High A affiliate, the Greenfield Drive, they are trailing the Rome Braves 10-5 for the time being. It's going to be a tough week for a lot of these Boston Red Sox organization affiliates. The 2-0 pitch to Whitaker is popped up down the first base side. Can Jordan get to it? He cannot, as it lands about a few feet over the fence down the right field side, and the count goes to 2-1. So it has been a great night for the Boston Red Sox organization when it's the minor league baseball teams. As we check out how the parent club is doing, Red Sox losing 1-0 to the Astros. Game's in the top of the fourth down in Minute Maid Park. 2-1 pitch, busted bat by Whitaker. Blooper out towards shallow center field is hauled in by Brayer Bonassi. Back-to-back outs by Osvaldo De La Rosa. And now we'll get to see Colin Price come up to the plate. I think it's happened once this season, but it's always unique when the single-A teams are playing against each other as well as the MLB teams, and the Houston Astros and Boston Red Sox starting off their series yesterday. Boston coming away with a big 3-2 win, and well, Salem was up 3-2 for the time being, but Fayetteville changed it around with a 5-run seventh And it may not be over just yet as the first pitch by De La Rosa is into the zone with a called strike one against Colin Price. First day up here with the Woodpeckers. Mentioned a six-round selection in the 2022 MLB draft. Pitch once again, just a little bit off the plate with that fastball by Osvaldo De La Rosa. So now he dropped down to Victor Mascay. Mascay will watch the first pitch just miss outside for ball one. And he is seeking his first on-base appearance of the night. 0-3 so far. Grounded out to a double play back in the six. Here's the 1-0 pitch. A big swing and a miss on the 90-mile-per-hour fastball. And the count's even at 1-1. 7-3 score. Vaudeville leads Salem in the top of the seventh inning. On this Tuesday night in the Carolina League, it has dropped down to a very nice temperature now. 82 degrees at the ballpark. Mascay on the 1-1 pitch. Check swing, but didn't go the full way. And the count's now 2-1. Price with a little lead at first. Jordan protecting the bag. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and this one's up and away for ball three. Awaiting on deck is Molina, who led off this inning for the Woodpeckers, and he might get two at-bats in a single inning. Hitter's pitch now. The pitch is fired away. Hot shot right into the glove of Jordan. He could have stand at a better place if you're Blaze Jordan as he snatches that one from the air and he puts an end to a forgettable seventh inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The new score is Woodpeckers 7, Red Sox 3. We're going to go into the seventh inning stretch and we'll be back for what hopes to be a Salem comeback. Welcome back to Salem, Virginia. It's the bottom of the seventh inning, and we're all hoped you're stretching way to go for the remainder of this contest as the Fayetteville Woodpeckers lead the Salem Red Sox 7-3 in the bottom of the seventh inning. But a good part of the order for the Red Sox coming up as Bringer Bonassi takes the first pitch for a called strike number one. Millay still on the mound for the Woodpeckers, and he'll go up against Bonassi, Meyer, and Jordan here in the seventh. An 0-1 pitch as Bonassi grounded towards the right side. Diving attempt made by the second baseman of Ramirez. And the throw is in time to first base for out number one. What a play by Ramirez. Full-fledged dive to the left side off the two-bounce grounder. And Ramirez saved that one from going to the outfield and took away a base hit by Brandon Bonassi, who now remains hitless on the night. So a few inches away from becoming a leadoff single, instead turns into a leadoff out for Bonassi, and now it's Marcelo Meyer, who is 0-1 today with a pair of on-base appearances, makes his way to the plate. First pitch on the Meyer, this one is sloshed out towards right center field, moving back, and it's off the Budweiser bottle sign. Marcelo Meyer, a solo home run. It's 7-4 Fayetteville. Meyer gets the Red Sox right back in it. The shortstop connects for his eighth home run of the season. And it's a 7-4 contest, and Meyer is back home and feeling comfortable with the Salem Crew. Check this one out again. Didn't take long for Meyer to get the pitch that he wanted, but he hit off the big Budweiser bottle on the far right field light pole out here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. And now Blaze Jordan watches the first pitch hit the dirt for ball number one. Nine home runs now for Marcelo Meyer on the season. Said eight. He had eight coming into this contest as the 1-0 pitch just misses low for ball two. So that brings the fans to their feet a bit here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, trying to get back in this one after the Woodpeckers scored five runs in the top of the seventh inning. And Jordan, who's had a good day, is 2 of 3 so far as he pops the 2-0 pitch straight back towards the press box. And the count goes to 2-1. Well, there's the Salem Red Sox crew. That's Weichelman Gonzalez, the starter tonight. Pretty good showing. Seven strikeouts for Gonzalez. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Jordan, and it misses low for ball three. Base paths clear for the Red Sox with one away here in the bottom of the seventh. Hitter's pitch on the way to Jordan, and he reaches out and foul tips the 3-1 pitch back towards the screen as the count now reads full. Jordan picked up a single back in the first inning, a double in the third, and he reached on a throwing error in the fifth. So Jordan has not been retired yet today, although it does say he is 2 of 3 on the scorebook. Jordan, a 2-3, hopper over to Whitaker, glove side, throws it over to first, and what a scoop made by Williams at first to get the second out of the inning. It was a low throw from Whitaker. It took a hop into the glove of Williams, but he took a look at pro at one corner to make the play for out number two. And Whitaker has had a very good day over at third base. He has been tested quite a few times. But as the game has gone along, he has just looked better and better out there in that left infield corner. So it's Tyler Miller at the plate with two outs in the inning. As the first pitch to Miller misses outside for ball number one. A little bit of shift by the left side of the infield. You now have the shortstop Molina almost right behind the second base. And Tyler Whitaker moving a little bit over towards second base away from third. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Miller. Check swing as it goes into the dirt. But Trey Jester says Miller went far enough for the strike number one. Check this one out again on the check swing by Miller. And, yeah, he knew it. He went just far enough. And Jester, I don't even think, appealed down towards Perry Schwartz. Called himself from behind the plate. 1-1 pitch to Miller. Didn't go on that fastball rising upstairs at 90. And the count's 2-1. 7-4 fade. Phil lead over Salem. Marcelo Meyer brings the game back within three runs. They still need some way to go. 2-1 pitch to Miller. A foul tip roller that will make its way toward the backstop. And will go juices wild. Miller so far today has grounded out a few times. Once to the catcher, once to the second baseman Ramirez, once to the shortstop of Molina. See, he does here in his fourth plate appearance, a 2-2 pitch to Miller. This is rocketed down the right field side. If it's fair, it's gone, and it will go just foul. Official call there from Perry Schwartz just made the indication. The ball went foul as it hooked down the right field side and just to the right of the Chick-fil-A right field foul pole sign. So we'll stay at 2-2. Pitch to Miller, and this is a slow chopper down the third base side. And once again, Miller fends off another pitch, and he'll stay 2-2. Big pitch here for Miley, who has almost has four innings of work tonight. Miller on the check swing. Did he go? So we welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark on MILB.TV. And we just revisited the Tyler Miller at-bat in the bottom of the seventh inning as a check swing by Miller was not originally called a check swing by our home plate umpire in Trey Jester, but instead the appeal down to the base path umpire at Perry Schwartz said that Miller went. Luke Montz went over to go talk with the base path umpire, Perry Schwartz, right after the inning came to a close, but just a little conversation, no really yelling in each other's face. No ejections, which is good as well. So now Osvaldo De La Rosa will start off the eighth inning as he fires a strike into the zone of Molina for strike number one. So we got to see nine batters by the Woodpeckers in the top of the seventh inning, five runs by Fayetteville, as the 0-1 pitch is lifted down the right field side and out of play for strike two. But a big inning by the Woodpeckers bring five runs across, give themselves a 7-3 lead at the time being. Marcelo Meyer comes away with a solo home run in the bottom of the seventh, but it's still a three-run edge for the Woodpeckers. The 0-2 pitch to Molina, and the slider misses away for ball one. So you're looking at this game and you're saying, does the Salem Red Sox still have a shot at getting back in this one? And the answer is yes. It's only a three-run difference, but it's going to have to come from this side. The 1-2 pitch is as well hit out towards the left center gap. It's going to drop for a base hit, and it might be a couple here for Molina as he turns at first and will halt at second. It's a leadoff stand-up double, and Molina has his second base hit of the evening. Good contact for Molina, who was behind in the count. 0-2 to be exact, and he just found the gap in the outfield, and that is the 10th hit of the night for the Woodpeckers. You can put away that slow start by the Fayetteville bats because in these last two half innings, this Woodpeckers side has really stepped up their game. And they're still hungry to add a few more runs to their name, even though they have a 7-4 edge. First pitch on the way to Ramirez, and this is fouled back over the netting for strike one. Ramirez has singled in back-to-back at-bats for the Woodpeckers. Close to that Mendoza line of a 192 batting average. Six home runs, 24 RBIs on the season as the 0-1 well inside at 90 miles per hour, which caused the batter Ramirez to turn away. So what's kind of funny about these Boston Red Sox and Houston Astros single-A affiliates playing against each other is the 1-1 pitch misses low and away for ball two was that their MLB teams are also playing against each other this week. And yesterday we saw one of the weirdest moments that the MLB trade deadline can bring us at every time around this year. As the 2-1 pitch to from De La Rosa is well hit to Meyer. Backhand attempt. He can't make the play as it trickles out towards left field. Meredith charges in. Makes a solid throw to Miller, who throws back to second. And the tag is made on Ramirez. The Fayetteville second baseman must have thought that there was an easy attempt at second. And the throw in from Meredith and the heads up play by Miller is able to get the out at second. Check that one out again. Good tag by Bonassi. It's just a couple of players being at the right place at the right time. And Molina, who halted at third, probably made it for Ramirez. Took it out its natural style of play. So now the top of the order is Cody Orr. Hammers this down the left field side. Is it fair? No, it is just foul, as it hits off the wall in left field, and it'll be a loud strike for Cody Orr. So revisiting that at-bat, it was a single by Ramirez, so three straight in a row from Ramirez as he was trying to turn two. He must have thought that Molina at second was going to come home, which meant that he believed the play was going to be made at the plate. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Orr, and it's a called strike number two. With Ramirez thinking that Molina was going to score, he was expecting that Meredith's throw in to either Miller or Meyer would have gone towards home, which would have given him a clean play at second. But he wasn't paying attention to what the runner Molina was doing as the 0-2 pitch hops in front of home plate for ball one. So Ramirez gets tagged out at second. Molina is safe in the third. And now Cody Orr is in a 1-2 hole. De La Rosa sets up on the mound, kicks and delivers, and this is a fair ball down the third base side. This will score a run as Molina scores. Into second is Cody Orr. Might think three. He settles for a double, and it's now three straight base hits for the Fayetteville right fielder, and the Woodpeckers regain their four-run edge. A tight rope hit down the third base side, and Tyler Miller, the third baseman, was pleading to say that ball went foul, but Trey Jester, who was behind the plate, indicated fair the whole way through. And Cody Orr, who went back-to-back singles in the fifth and the seventh inning, comes away with a double in the eighth. So an 8-4 lead for the Woodpeckers, and now Jose Alvarez fouls the first ball up into the right field side for strike one. Well, I was talking about the Houston Astros-Boston Red Sox connection before the offense really picked up from Ramirez and Orr as the 0-1 pitch misses away for ball number one. The catcher of the Boston Red Sox, Christian Vasquez, was traded on over to the Houston Astros that game. And, well, he was being asked questions about what's it like taking on the Houston Astros. And all of a sudden, he was a member of that team as the 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed by Alvarez as he drops 1-2 in the count. The MLB trade deadline, though, has come and gone. Some big trades today. And I don't want to really admit it, but I think the Fredericksburg Nationals side, who already has a 7-game lead in the division, just got better today. As the 1-2 pitch on the way to Alvarez is popped up foul down the right field side. For those of you who follow baseball, know that Juan Soto and Josh Bell being shipped from the Washington Nationals to the San Diego Padres and returned, the Padres giving up some of their best prospects to the Washington Nationals farm system. As the 1-2 pitch to Osvaldo De La Rosa is hit down the right field, foul once again. And the catch is made by the kid. What a grab as a little applaud breaks out here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Fans still in it, though. Great crowd has stuck around into the top of the eighth inning as the Woodpeckers lead the Red Sox 8-4. 1-2 count as De La Rosa fires away, and this chopper will roll foul down the third base side. And We have another pretty big battle between Osvaldo De La Rosa and the batter of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You saw Justin Williams have a very lengthy at-bat. 12 pitches. And this one, though, approaching eight. As the 1-2 pitch will miss inside for ball two. And the count evens up. Some other big trades, though, for Boston Red Sox fans. Eric Hosmer, who actually said, "I'm not going to be traded to the Washington Nationals earlier today," is now shipped up to Boston as the 2-2 pitch goes low and away for ball three. So we saw Christian Vasquez, a veteran catcher, make his way down to Houston. And then all of a sudden, you thought Boston might have been selling on this last day of the season or the last day of the trade deadline as the 3-2 pitch is a fastball inside for ball four. And that will walk Alvarez. Four straight Woodpeckers batters to reach safely here in the eighth inning, and Luke Montz will make his way out towards the mound. Well, we saw this in the seventh inning, and it didn't turn out great for the Red Sox. So Luke Montz stepping in and taking the ball away from Osvaldo De La Rosa for a new pitcher out of the Salem Red Sox bullpen. It looks like Miguel Suero is the next man up for Salem here in the top of the eighth inning. 8-4 Fayetteville lead over the Salem Red Sox. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the eighth inning, 8-4 lead for Fayetteville with runners at first and second as Miguel Suero will face Logan Cerny to start off the night for the number 22 of the Salem Red Sox. And a pretty good start for him as he fires a strike right down the middle to get the call by Trey Jester. Suero is now making his 23rd appearance for the Red Sox this season as the 0-1 pitch misses away for ball one. Enough about Suero for the time being, though. Last time up, Logan Cerny hit a two-run home run in the seventh inning to get the Fayetteville Woodpeckers a commanding 7-3 lead over the Salem Red Sox. We'll see what he has in store with two runners on base here in the eighth. The 1-1 pitch into the zone at 93 for the called strike number two. Now back to Suero, 2-2 record this season with a 7.46 ERA, 35 innings of work where he's allowed 46 hits and 29 earned runs as this 1-2 pitch gets away from Garcia, but neither Woodpecker runner took off towards their next available base as you saw the runner of Orr halted at second and Alvarez at first. So a good job by Garcia just to get enough glove to make sure the runners did not take off. Two-two pitch from Suero is going to be fired away and fouled back into the screen and will stay at a 2-2 count. If we take a look at what Suero has done this season when it comes to walks versus strikeouts, it's not too bad. 19 walks given up, 33 strikeouts on the season. What is bad, though, is his opponent's batting average, a 319 this season. So when he gets rattled, it can get bad for Suero. 2-2 pitch, chopper down the third base side will roll foul before Tyler Miller is able to get to it. So right now, Cody Orr is at second base for the Woodpeckers, and at first is Jose Alvarez. As at the plate is Cerny, who is 1-3 today with a two-run home run. That's now his 15th of the season for the Woodpeckers, and RBI number 53 and 54. 2-2 pitch by Suero, a swing and a foul ball to the third base side. It will hop its way into the Salem Red Sox dugout. Eight-four lead for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers over the Salem Red Sox. They've already added one run back in the top of the eighth inning. And would love to try to expand on their four-run edge. A 2-2 pitch at 93 miles per hour hits Logan Cerny, and he is in pain. Checking out the replay here, it may have gone in all that left wrist. Hopefully it wasn't too close to that wrist bone as you see the trainer come out for the Woodpeckers to check out on Cerny's left wrist. He's walking down towards first base where he's going to be met up with his first base coach as well. And that one was coming in hot, 93 miles per hour. And Cerny just unfortunately could not get out of the way. And he really dropped the barrel in pain right after getting hit by that pitch. And the good news is it's going to stay in the game. Eric Braun made his way out to take a look at Logan Cerny, and he's talking with Blaze Jordan right now. He was really squeezing that wrist-hand area for the time being. He still is at first as he has a little lead at the bag. So now bases are loaded, and Justin Williams at the plate takes the first pitch for a called strike one. So Cody Orr is at third base. Jose Alvarez is now at second. As Cerny painfully makes his trip down to first. 0-4 night for Justin Williams, who on the 0-1 pitch misses outside for ball one. This will draw a meeting between Garcia and Suero. So once again, the 8, 9, 1, 2, 3 part of the order are all able to reach safely and back-to-back innings. This one may have not been as pretty, especially with Ramirez being tagged out at second, who was trying to turn a single into a double. But still a pretty big inning from Vaidville. 1-1 pitch, and this one will be blocked by Garcia up towards the first base side. And it does the job enough to hold the runner of Cody Orr at third. 8-4 lead for the Woodpeckers. They're looking to try to hand the Red Sox their fourth consecutive loss. After the Red Sox lost three straight to the Nationals last week, as this 2-1 pitch is clubbed foul down the right field side, and it'll land in the seats for strike two. Taking a look around the Carolina League, some high action down east, as it's 4-2 Fredericksburg over the Ducks, but it's a bases-loaded situation for down east with one away. 2-2 pitch by Suero, chopper right side. Jordan gets a glove on it, fires to Meyer, second for one. Back over to Suero at first for two. It's a 3-6-1 double play, and the Red Sox are able to get out of the frame. Great defense by the Salem Red Sox, and they were able to be, they were on the verge of collapse, but they were able to escape. It's still a four-run deficit. So the Red Sox will have their work cut out for them in the eighth, and we're going to have a new pitcher coming in for the Woodpeckers for when we come back on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, an 8-4 lead for the Vaidville Woodpeckers over the Salem Red Sox. Casey Ford, the new pitcher, into the game as he fires a pitch that misses low and away for ball one. It actually caught past the catcher of Jose Alvarez for the first pitch of the night. Ford, an ERA of a 6.33, will start off his night going against Daniel McIlvaney. A 1-0 pitch, McAvely on a check swing, and he misses for strike number one. Well, McAvely's still looking for that first hit of the season, but he did pick up his first RBI of the year with the sacrifice fly pop-up back in the fifth inning to score Marcelo Meyer. At the time, it gave the Red Sox a 3-2 edge, but that seems like a lifetime ago as the 1-1 pitch is a called strike number two. Casey Ford has a 2-2 win-loss record this season. It's his 17th appearance for the Woodpeckers in 2022. A 1-2 count fired away, and this one get McIlvaney? It did. So the first on-base appearance here at Salem, McIlvaney. And he will get a free pass. That one caught a bit at that left elbow. And he jogs down the first base and seems to be A-OK on his way down. Trainer did not come out to check in on the Salem designated hitter, but he will remain in the ballgame. So the leadoff batter gets aboard painfully as Jose Garcia will make his way down towards the plate, and he will swing at the first pitch and miss for strike number one. Take a look back at what Casey Ford has done this year for the Woodpeckers. 27 innings of work where he's allowed about 25 hits this year. 19 earned runs. He has walked 16 batters, and he has struck out 36. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Garcia, and it's in there for a called strike one. Opponent's batting average is a 2.38 this year, so not too crazy from Casey Ford, although that ERA is the one area that it needs to be checked on for Casey Ford, near a 6.5. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Garcia, and that's into the dirt for ball number one. We were talking about that Fredericksburg Down East game. It's still in action. 4-3 lead for the Nationals. But a couple games around the Carolina League have come to a final score. Kannapolis defeats Carolina 3-1, which means they will hold on to the lead in the Carolina League South Division for another day. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Garcia. This one misses low below the knees for ball two. Meanwhile, the Augusta Green Jackets defeat the Delmarva Shorebirds 7-2. So far the road team is a 2-0 start in the series around the Carolina League. 2-2 pitch on the way to Garcia, and this one's just up and outside for ball three. So Garcia doing a good job right now. After dropping 0-2 in the count, he's been able to stay alive in the at-bat. Hasn't even really fouled off any. He's just used his patience as Ford can't find the zone. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Garcia. Check swing fouled. It lands in the netting. We will stay at a 3-2 count. Other road teams that are looking good right now, the Lynchburg Hillcats lead the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 4-3, but the Pelicans posing a threat with two runners on with two outs in the bottom of the ninth. Meanwhile, it appears that the Fredericksburg Nationals have defeated the Down East Ducks 4-3. So the Nationals able to hold off in extra innings for their 22nd win of the year. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Garcia. This is hit well out towards center field, but Logan Cerny will track it down and make the grab for the first out of the inning. So Garcia drops to 0-3 on the night, and it's now time for Brian Gonzalez, who singled his last time up back in the sixth inning after starting off 0-2 today. Looks like try to keep the offense going for the Red Sox in the bottom of the eighth inning. Remember, 8-4 Vaudeville lead over this Salem side. One away here in the eighth. Casey Ford's first pitch to Gonzalez, a swing and a miss on a slider. And it goes for strike one. Gonzalez, a 269 hitter on the year for the Red Sox, has six RBIs and a home run. As the 0-1 pitch is on the way to Gonzalez, this is a called strike two. So a swinging strike followed by a strike that he's watched the whole way through. Has him 0-2 in the hole. Another score around the Carolina lead. The Columbia Fireflies lead the Charleston River Dogs in a shootout. 9-7 lead for the Fireflies as Gonzalez will check out the third pitch of the at-bat. And it goes in there for a called strike three. A 1-2-3 strikeout for Casey Ford, his first of the night. And now there's two away here in the eighth. So if the current results hold, the Red Sox will drop to 8 games back of the Nationals. Day at Phil, as Keir Meredith will watch the first pitch miss low for ball one. Well, Meredith gave the fans something to cheer about in the bottom of the fourth inning with a triple. Was unable to score, though, in the frame, as he is 1-3 tonight with a pop-up towards the third baseman of Whitaker and a strikeout swing in his previous at-bat, but he's aboard for the second time today as he puts that past the shortstop in Molina as he gets aboard with a single. And now runners at first and second for the Red Sox with the top of the order due up. An opposite field single for Keir Meredith. Great power past Molina. The shortstop never really had a legit shot at stopping from that one from heading to the outfield. So now you put the bat together, and the tying run is on deck for the Red Sox, and you never know if they're going to have this great of an opportunity for the remainder of the night. So we'll see what Paulino is able to do. In his fifth plate appearance of the day, he swings on the first pitch and misses for strike one. Alvarez was quick to recover the baseball as it got away from him a bit, but no throw to either first or second. Well, Paulino had an extra base hit as well, a double back in the second inning, but a pop-up towards the right fielder, a pop-up towards the third baseman, and then he lined one out right to the pitcher, who was previously in the game of Miley. 0-1 pitch to Paulino, and that breaker is just off the plate for ball one. Great take by Paulino, who is now hitting at an even 250 on the season. There's OPS of a 780 on the season Looking for a big slugging opportunity. The 1-1 pitch just above the letters for ball two. Just remember that the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Salem Red Sox are just beginning their series, folks. Game two tomorrow, 7.05 p.m. right here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bark in the park night here in Salem. 2-1 pitch to Paulino. A swing and a miss for strike two. And now the count runs even. Looking back to mid-April, the season for the Salem Red Sox was against this Fayetteville Woodpeckers side. Salem took four of the six as the Red Sox try to take the season series this week. 2-2 pitch to Paulino, and this is a fastball that misses low and inside for ball three. So now the count runs full for Paulino with Breyer Bonassi on deck for the Red Sox. And we look at the base path runners right now. Machiavelli at second base. Meredith at first for the Red Sox. And now Casey Ford steps off the rubber to call for some time. A big pitch coming up for Ford, trying to get out of the inning and maintain this 8-4 Fayetteville lead. Here comes the full count delivery. The runners go. Paulino, chopper first base side. Backhand play made by Williams. He'll do the work himself as he touches first with his right foot for out number three. So the Red Sox are unable to capitalize with runners at first and second. They make it stay at a four-run deficit. Ninth inning up next for the Woodpeckers offense. They'll try to build on their four-run lead as it's 8-4 Fayetteville. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is an 8-4 lead for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, and Tyler Whitaker is set to lead things off at the top of the ninth inning as Trey Jester puts a stop to play as the music was still playing here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. So we're going to have 5-6-7 pour of the order with Whitaker, Price, and Maskai all the bat in the inning. The first pitch by Miguel Suero called strike one on the outside half. Did a pretty good job when he came into the game. Two-thirds innings of work as part of being the inning-ending double play. The 0-1 pitch is a fastball that misses low and away, 93. So Whitaker today, one of three for the Fayetteville side as the 1-2 pitch is fouled off his left foot for strike number two. So this one was a back-and-forth battle at the beginning of the game. For the first five innings, you really didn't know which team really had the advantage in the contest. A 3-2 lead for the Salem Red Sox over Fayetteville. But then all of a sudden, the Woodpeckers offense came alive. Five runs in the top of the seventh inning as Whitaker will hit a hard grounder towards the left side. Marcelo Meyer fields it, spins, and throws out Whitaker. Glove side for the shortstop of Marcelo Meyer, who came over to cover the gap in the middle, up down to his knees, got right back up, one hop over to Blaze Jordan, and got the runner at time. And Boston Red Sox fans around the nation and the world had to be smiling at that play. Meyer and Jordan being a part of a excellent defensive play to get the first out of the inning. So Colin Price, the designated hitter, takes the first pitch for a called strike one. A 1-3 night for Price. Not a bad debut with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers as he walked his previous at-bat in the seventh as the 0-1 breaker by Suero drops in the zone for a called strike two. Price could be a big part of his Fayetteville team down the stretch as he fouls off the 0-2 pitch to keep the count at 0-2. But he also gets a little bit of bragging rights, right? I mean, the first guy from the 2022 MLB draft class for Houston gets the pull up to Fayetteville. And he gets a single in his first at bat. Here's the 0-2 fastball, and it just misses inside for ball one. 12 hits tonight for Fayetteville. Good offensive night by them. Salem not too bad as well with 7 hits of their own. But the situational hitting is a difference maker, folks. 8-4 lead for the Woodpeckers. 1-2 pitch by Suero. The breaking ball gets him looking for a called strike three. And Miguel Suero gets his first punch out of the night with a second out of the ninth inning. So good work here from Suero to kind of limit this Fayetteville offense, keep them within 4 runs of their opponents. As the first pitch to Mascai is a fastball that just misses upstairs for ball one. Had a little wind earlier on in the ballpark tonight, but right now the American flag out in center field is hardly moving as the 1-0 pitch off to Mascai is fouled back into the screen for strike one. Now the Woodpeckers with 6 runs in the last 2 innings of work have really put themselves in a good distance from Salem as the 1-1 pitch, a fastball is a call down the middle. I have a score update for you down from Myrtle Beach. The Pelicans defeat the Hillcats 5-4 as they walk it off as Mascai will pop the 1-2 pitch, skied out towards shallow left field. Meyer reaching up and he can't make the grab. It lands in between Meredith and Meyer, and the runner of Mascai will get aboard for the first time today with a funky hit. Well, Mascai thought he just was a part of a 1-2-3, and Meyer running out, and Meredith as well. The left fielder was trying to avoid a collision with Meyer, so he kind of ducked and went out of the way, and Meyer was deep out into left field. Might have been a little bit too far away from his territory, but almost came away with the catch. So you couldn't blame Meyer, but still, just a perfect placed ball from Mascai. So we move down the order to Molina, who watches the first pitch go above the eye level for ball one. A 2-3 night for Molina, a great part of the order for Fayetteville, as their second pitch of the at-bat breaks into the zone for a called strike number one. Really the stretch of the 8-9-1-2-3 has just been efficient all night long as the 1-1 to Molina is a chopper over to left side. Meyer attacking in, scoops it up, fires it over to Jordan, and the runner is safe. Great hustle by Molina as he beats out the throw by Marcelo Meyer, and he gets aboard with the second single of the day. By the way, checking out that Mascai hit earlier on in the inning, it will be a single since Meyer nor Meredith made a glove play on the crashing pop-up. So now we drop down the order to Ramirez. So back-to-back singles. Probably the weirdest pair of singles you're going to find in all of baseball as Ramirez is down 0-1. Mascai with the pop-up towards shallow left field. It drops in between Meredith and Meyer and then single. But speaking about singles, 3 straight singles here from Ramirez in his last 3 at-bats as the 0-1 pitch is popped up down the right field side and heads out of play. I could have said a little corny joke there about speaking about singles, but I avoid that as we got to see a single back in the 5th, 7th, and 8th inning by Ramirez after striking out in the 2nd. So the 0-2 pitch to Ramirez is a bouncer down the third base side. Miller backhand throw, and he makes it over in time to get the runner of Ramirez. So a great job from one corner to the next to get out of the frame. Vaudeville is unable to add any offense to their name, and we go into the bottom of the ninth inning with the Woodpeckers up 8-4 over the Salem Red Sox. The Vaudeville Woodpeckers look to put a bow on this matchup as they lead the Salem Red Sox 8-4 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Brian Bonassi, Marcelo Meyer, and Blaze Jordan all to bat for the Red Sox here in the bottom of the ninth. Bonassi, first pitch he sees, he hits his out towards right center field as it gets through for a base hit. Bonassi gets his single here in the ninth, and it took five at-bats, but Bonassi finally gets aboard with the base hit, and quickly Marcelo Meyer makes his way down towards the plate. Last time up, Meyer hit a big drive out towards right center field, a solo home run that gave the Red Sox their fourth run of the contest, and tonight he is one of two. Three on-base appearances for Meyer, and now the first pitch of the at-bat is a sinker that drops in the zone for strike one. It was his ninth home run of the season, on the doorstep of double figures now. And he's got a runner at first base with Bonassi. Going to need a lot more offense, though, as the 0-1 pitch misses on the outside for ball one. So Woodpeckers need three more outs. The Red Sox need four runs. We'll see whatever is going to happen first here at the bottom of the ninth inning. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Meyer and a well-hit grounder, but just foul of the line. And the count drops to 1-2 for Meyer. You can just tell that today that Marcelo Meyer just has had a much more mature at-bat. A walk, a pop-up in the third, a walk in the fifth, and a home run in the seventh. 1-2 count. Infield kind of shifting over to the right. Here's the 1-2 pitch. The Meyer line drive right into the glove of Whitaker. Throw back to first in time. A double play by the Woodpeckers. And that's a heartbreaking series of events for the Salem Red Sox. Mentioned the shift by Tyler Whitaker. Miller hit it right into the glove. And Bonassi, who took off from first, was caught in his tracks. And he had no chance of getting back to first in time, as Whitaker gunned it down to Williams with a second out of the inning. So instead, with the leadoff batter being on with nobody out, it's now the Red Sox down to their last out of the night, and Blaze Jordan will swing and miss for strike number one. And what else would you expect than Tyler Whitaker to make another great defensive play to really take away the Salem Red Sox hopes as Jordan will have a slow roller down the first base side. It's scooped up by Williams, and he'll touch first for the out number three. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers come in the Salem Memorial Ballpark and defeat the Salem Red Sox 8-4. A big-time win for the Woodpeckers. They bounce back to the win category, their 42nd win of the season. Meanwhile, the Salem Red Sox dropped their 47th game of the season. And this one was an 8-4 final score where the Fayetteville Woodpeckers take the series opener over Salem. It's now four straight losses for the Red Sox, dating back to their three straight losses against the Fredericksburg Nationals in last week's series. And they lose the series opener today to make it four straight. And it doesn't get any better with the Fredericksburg Nationals defeating the Down East Ducks 4-3. So now eight games separate the Red Sox and the Nationals for the lead and the It was a good start by the Salem Red Sox today, but the Fayetteville Woodpeckers were able to use their late-game offense to really pull away from this matchup and make it all Woodpeckers towards the end of the contest. A pretty long game today, over 3 hours. Haven't seen much of those this year here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, but this one's not a good one today, folks, as the Woodpeckers take the winning decision. A good start by Weichelman Gonzalez on the Knights. Where he went five innings long with seven punch-outs, only allowing five base hits. And let's check out our replay highlights here on MILB.TV. Blaze Jordan starting the night off well, an RBI single in the bottom of the first inning to score Brainerd Bonassi and give the Red Sox the early 1-0 lead. Then later on, Fayetteville able to get their offense going as we see Molina grab an RBI hit as well. And that scores a run. But the big power offense wasn't gone just yet. Keir Meredith, a deep drive out towards right field, hits off the wall. It turns out to be a triple for the Salem Red Sox left fielder as he comes stumbling and bubbling, slides in head first safely as he can notice the tag by Whitaker just a little bit off the money. Meredith smiling after picking up that triple. But we got to see more of this from Weichelman Gonzalez. A pop-up right here, and Jose Garcia moving back towards the backstop. Now tumbling, stumbling, and he makes the leaping grab. What a defensive play by Garcia. Now we move down the order to Justin Williams. And right here is where the Woodpeckers are able to take their first lead of the contest. A pass ball allows the runner and Ramirez to score. And then later on, Fayetteville able to get more of this action. Jose Alvarez. Actually, that was a diving attempt made by Brian Gonzalez as he comes in for the grab. Blaze Jordan later on, a bouncer over to Tyler Whitaker, who makes a throw over to second, but it gets away from the second baseman and Ramirez, which allows Brainerd Bonassi to score to tie it up 2-2. Later on in the game, though, Vayquin able to tie it up with an RBI single to get them back into the contest. That was only the beginning, though, really, for the Woodpeckers in the frame. As you see, coming home to score right there was Molina. Then later on, Logan Cerny with the two-run home run out towards left center field makes it a 7-3 ball game. But then later on, Marcelo Meyer showing off his power as well, a solo shot out towards right center field. And defensive plays like this were able to keep the Red Sox in it, able to get the runner in his tracks. But then a hit like that down the left field side stays just fair as that brings in the eighth run of the game for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. And that will bring us to our final score of it now being 8-4. Fayetteville comes away with the win over the Salem Red Sox. So maybe not an ideal start for the Salem Red Sox here in game one of the six-game series, but a long way to go for the Salem Red Sox. They're going to have more opportunities down the stretch against this Fayetteville Woodpecker side, but you would have to think in circumstance of where they are in the division currently, down eight games to the Fredericksburg Nationals, the wins are going to have to start coming, and they're going to have to start being more frequent in these last few weeks of the series. With this loss, the Salem Red Sox dropped to 14-16 on the second half of the season as the Fayetteville Woodpeckers avoid being the first team in the second half to lose 20 games to start off the second half. They are now 11-19 on the year. They stay 7.5 games back of the Kannapolis Cannonballers for first place in the Carolina League South Division. With this final score, we check out who the winning pitcher of the game was, and Miley comes away with the win for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Apologies. Mille comes away with the win today. Good four innings of work where he gives up only 3 base hits, 2 earned runs, and he strikes out 4 batters in the process. Meanwhile, for the Salem Red Sox, the losing pitcher on the night will go to Felix Cepeda. Only 1 inning of work. He allows 4 base hits, 5 earned runs, with a home run up to Lurgan Cerny. So game 2 of the series between the Salem Red Sox and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers will come tomorrow night, 7.05 p.m. right here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, as the Woodpeckers look to try to go back-to-back wins as the Red Sox will try to snap their 4-game losing streak. It's Bark in the Park night tomorrow, so you can bring your furry friends out here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. And you can, of course, check us out right here on MILB.TV. Not the Salem Red Sox night today, as they lose 4 straight games. This one, an 8-4 final score that goes in the favor of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. That will do from our broadcast tonight here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Woodpeckers come into town and grab their 3rd win of the year over the Salem Red Sox and start the series off with a statement 8-4 win. Andy Losey here from the Salem Red Sox broadcast booth for one last time tonight. We all hope you have a wonderful rest of your Tuesday and a wonderful Wednesday before you join us once again here for Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.TV. Have a great night, everybody.